Rocky's Autos. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Check them out. They're at the corner of 63rd and Federal. Tell them J. Marvin sent you.
AM 760 and HD.
Hey, Colorado. This is Randy Rhodes, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZM, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
A wildfire rages, threatening Lake Tahoe.
There are 500 homes directly in its path.
A woman arrested in the murder of Jesse Davis.
Facing one charge of obstruction of justice.
In Baghdad, a deadly suicide bombing.
This explosion could have been aimed at a number of opposition politicians.
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. Well, fire crews are hoping to catch a break from Mother Nature as they battle a wildfire that rages near Lake Tahoe in Northern California. The blaze has already charred more than 165 homes and is threatening hundreds of others. Residents are worried.
We feel really anxious, you know, and just hope the fire crews can do their job.
Now, the fire was discovered yesterday afternoon. Reporter Jen Jackson says high temperatures and gusting winds have made containing the blaze difficult.
There are spot fires that are popping up, and they're coming towards the city, towards South Lake Tahoe. It's invading on South Lake Tahoe High School as well right now. The terrain is dry and rugged.
Court appearances are set today in Ohio for Canton Police Officer Bobby Cutts Jr. on charges he murdered girlfriend Jessie Davis and her fetus. And a former classmate of his, Maisha Farrell, is being charged with obstruction of justice after her arrest yesterday. Police who raided her apartment found, among other things, two bottles of bleach. And that made neighbor Justin Lindstrom suspicious.
Where they got that from, I'm not sure. She didn't have a washer and dryer. So for them to be carrying out gallons of bleach from the house of a woman that doesn't have laundry facilities didn't exactly add up to me.
Davis's body was found on Saturday inside a Baghdad hotel. The chaos following an attack by a suicide bomber that left at least a dozen people dead. CBS News correspondent Lara Logan has more from the scene.
While nothing is clear, it appears this explosion could have been aimed at a number of opposition politicians who've been gathering in this hotel for the past few days.
Elsewhere in the country, there have been at least five attacks, two of them aimed at U.S. targets. No Americans were killed, but at least 20 others did die in the bombings. Israeli and Arab leaders have gathered in the Egyptian resort city of Sharm el-Sheikh. CBS News correspondent Robert Berger says there's one major item on today's agenda.
The leaders of Israel, Egypt, and Jordan hope to strengthen U.S.-backed Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas after the violent takeover of Gaza by Hamas. Prime Minister Ehud Olmert.
I prefer to see not only the dangers, but also the chances.
Israel is releasing hundreds of millions of dollars in withheld tax revenues to the Abbas government in the West Bank while tightening sanctions on Hamas in Gaza. Robert Berger, CBS News, Jerusalem.
A troubling new video has surfaced of BBC correspondent Alan Johnston, who was kidnapped by Islamists in the Gaza Strip last March. On it, Johnston conveys a warning from his captors.
I've been dressed in what is an explosive belt, which the kidnappers say will be detonated if there's any attempt to storm this area.
Hamas says it's working for Johnston's peaceful release. A plea for rapid action to get peacekeeping troops into Sudan's embattled Darfur region. The call comes from French President Nicolas Sarkozy at a one-day Paris conference attended by the U.S. and other powers. Sudan has bowed to pressure to allow a joint African Union and U.N. force into Darfur. A new campaign kicks off today aimed at helping medicine's littlest patients. Let's get the story live this morning from CBS News correspondent Peter King.
Well, Nick, sometimes doctors have to improvise when treating kids. It may mean trying to figure out the proper dosage when using adult medications or adapting medical devices like oxygen masks to fit children. Starting today, the Institute for Pediatric Innovation will work with three children's hospitals to find a better way, redesigning some of that equipment and reformulating those adult drugs for kids. The Boston Globe reports their first step will be to assemble a list of priorities. Nick?
This is a bigger problem than health officials thought. A new study finds that at any time in this country, at least 30,000 hospital and nursing home patients have a
You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Previous estimates. It's 4 past the hour.
Apply online at firstoptiononline.com or call 303-803-1900.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Relief tomorrow after one more day of extreme heat. A high of 98 is expected in Denver today. 100's the record. We hit the century mark yesterday at DIA, setting a new record out there. Police in Westminster are still looking for the hit-and-run driver who crashed into two young brothers on a go-kart, killing one of them, sending the other to Children's Hospital. The family of the dead boy is hoping the driver comes forward.
I hope that the person responsible for our son's death and the injuries sustained by his brother, Caden, will step forward to help ease the grief of our family.
Witnesses unsuccessfully tried to revive the 8-year-old. The 10-year-old has now been released from the hospital. And don't expect Elvis impersonators or wedding singers, but the cash-strapped U.S. Forest Service will now allow weddings this summer in the amphitheater in the Maroon Bells Wilderness. For $150, you can rent the small amphitheater for 2 hours, maximum capacity 100. No post-wedding receptions, though, will be allowed. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Good morning. Not much to be concerned with as you hit the highways. Collision-free so far around the metro area. We have good speeds on I-25 between the Tech Center and downtown. Southbound 25 filling in, though, 104th to 84th. As is eastbound 270 crossing Commerce City. Beautiful drive right now on I-70, including through the high country. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, mostly sunny, near record high.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine. Maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression. Maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope. Maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off. And that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself. Please call right now and let me send you a powerful free tape that could change your life.
Call now and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter retractable awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter retractable awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry!
All right. But now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry.
Call now and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-322-1437 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-322-1437. 1-800-322-1437.
Hey, back to the show in just a sec. But before that, have you guys heard about this? There's this computer program that literally has newcomers to the internet earning tens of thousands of dollars. See, this program lets you start selling high-profit products on the internet using sites like eBay. Selling stuff like digital cameras and iPod accessories, even plasma TVs. Now, here's the part I think's interesting. You can make all this money selling products that you never have to see or store or pay for. And there's a company that's giving out a CD for free that tells you how to get started with it. The number for the free CD is, it's here. It's 1-800-322-7127. Looks like your computer does the work while you basically collect the money. Seems like an easy way to run a business out of your house. Anyway, to get the free CD, you call Internet Speedway at 1-800-322-7127. 1-800-322-7127.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-430-8122 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-430-8122. 1-800-430-8122.
The following is not a radio commercial. It's a gift from the people of Iceland to you and your heart. You see, Iceland Health is giving away a free bottle of omega-3 fish oil to everyone that requests one because they recognize the very real danger of high cholesterol, heart disease, and stroke. Millions of you have already discovered the powerful benefits of fish oil, but millions of you haven't. Iceland Health omega-3s offer more than just protection for your heart. They have powerful benefits for joints, memory, even your skin. And the omega-3s from Iceland Health offer twice the power of ordinary fish oil. Whether you've tried omega-3s before or this is your first time, call and request your free bottle of Iceland Health omega-3 soft gels. Call 1-800-479-8133. It's our gift to you. Find out how to get your free bottle of Iceland Health omega-3 fish oil by calling 1-800-479-8133. 1-800-479-8133.
For me, thank you to Mario. Thank you to Aaron Hart, and thanks to Jim Spencer. And leave anybody else out? Was there anybody who sat in for me that I don't remember? That I can't, let's see, Mario, Jim, Aaron. I think that was everybody, wasn't it? Yeah. Thanks to everybody who sat in. Certainly appreciate it. Had a 4 or 5 day trip to California to deal with my mother's health, and thanks to everybody who sent the emails asking what's going on. Appreciate that, and she's fine. And also, I got a big shock yesterday when I got home. Somehow the readers, because they must not have had anybody else to pick, but somehow the readers of 5280 chose me as the reader's choice for the Top of the Town Award under People. Thank you to Dan and the people at 5280, and thanks to the readers who put that in there. I was shocked by that. All right, 303-713-7600. You can also email me at am760.net. This is not the first time this story has come up, but it's up again, and this comes at a particularly interesting time. I was talking to my sister and also my brother-in-law. My brother-in-law works in the environmental area, and works for the Port of Long Beach. And so we had a lot of discussions about the environment, also a lot of discussions about politics. And we were talking about some of the misconceptions that the public has in a lot of these areas, including ourselves. I mean, I don't say that we're not part of this, because we are. But listen to this. And I'd love to get your answer on this. I'd love to get your answer on why this is going on, and who, and I ask this on a continuing basis all the time from you. Like, okay, who are these people? 303-713-7600. A new Newsweek poll out this weekend exposes gaps in America's knowledge of the history of the country and current events. Perhaps most alarmingly, listen to this. 41% of Americans answered yes to the question, do you think Saddam Hussein's regime in Iraq was directly involved in planning, financing, or carrying out the terrorist attacks of September 11, 2001? Now, would you think that this would be down? Actually, this is up 5 points. So that's a point over the margin of error, plus or minus. Further, a majority of people couldn't identify Saudi Arabia as the country of origin of most of the 9/11 hijackers, even given the question in multiple-choice format. 20% answered Iraq, while 14% believe the hijackers came from Iran. A majority of 52% believe the U.S. is losing the war against Al-Qaeda, However, Newsweek disagrees. In the magazine's reporting of the poll, they made the judgment that the U.S. is in fact not losing the fight against Al-Qaeda or radical Islamic terrorism. Closer to home, 89% of Americans were unable to name the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, which is John Roberts, though a majority of those polled were able to name Nancy Pelosi as the current Speaker of the House, and a large majority of people said they didn't know or didn't care who the winner of this year's American Idol competition was. At least they're not willing to admit it. But I got to zero in on this. 41% of Americans answered yes to the question, do you think Saddam Hussein's regime in Iraq was directly involved in planning, financing, or carrying out terrorist attacks on September 11, 2001. Now, you know, if you do any reading, you know that most of this stuff has been discounted. A couple of highlights of this. There was no meeting in Prague between Mohammed Atta. See, isn't this bizarre that in 2007 we're having to go over this again? There was no meeting in Prague between Mohammed Atta and an Iraqi intelligence service agent. Even though the vice president of the United States said, well, we have conclusive proof, or whatever the quote was that he made on NBC's Meet the Press. Fact is, it isn't there. It's not there. Never happened. As a matter of fact, credit card and phone records show that Mohammed Atta was in San Diego, not in Prague. Okay, we know that. We also know that Saddam Hussein was hostile towards any kind of religious-based movement that he saw as threatening him. That's also well documented. Well, Al-Qaeda was operating in Iraq. Yeah, in the northernmost point of Iraq, in which Saddam had sketchy or little or no control, and that, here's another one, that Zarqawi was in Iraq. Yeah, after the war broke out. And the majority of the hijackers, almost all of them, were Saudi Arabian. But why is it that 41% of Americans in this country think that Saddam Hussein's regime was directly involved in the planning or financing of the carrying out of the terrorist attacks of September 11, 2001. As a matter of fact, there's no shred of evidence that indicates that even any monetary support was involved. Who's living in this alternative universe here? Who believes this? And if you do believe it, how? How can you believe it? How can anybody believe it? How can we be sitting here in 2007... with everything that has gone on, everything that's happened, and there are people out there who really believe that this went on, that Saddam Hussein was involved. Now, I know the simple shortcut answer would be, well, the administration kept saying it. Yeah, not directly, but they kept mixing the two. You wouldn't hear one, which was 9/11, without the other, which was Iraq. But my question is, isn't there enough information out there to dispute this? How can 41% of this populace believe that Saddam Hussein was involved in 9/11? Could this be a correlation to the same 28 to 29% which support George W. Bush? 303-713-7600. Now, not only am I asking you how this could be, because I'm shocked by it. Maybe I shouldn't be, but I am. Also, do you know anybody who believes this? Now, I used to get callers who would say that they did. I haven't received any in a long time. But I used to get them. They would call up. Oh, yeah. Well, sure. Here's one of the things they would say. Well, it was well known that Saddam Hussein was involved in terrorism. After all, he was paying for suicide bombers in Palestine. Okay, I've never seen any concrete proof of that. But even if that were so, Palestine and the Palestinian-Israeli conflict has nothing to do with 9/11 and Iran as far as the fact that they're two separate attacks. Are they politically and socially linked? Yes. But those are two different incidents. And I have to be honest with you, and I have to tell you that I've heard this so often that I've never really sat down and ever really tried to look it up. And I think the last time I did try to look it up, I couldn't find much. So, I know it's early in the morning. I know it's Monday morning, 6:20, 20 minutes after 6. But I really, really want to know why it is 41% of Americans answered yes to the question, do you think Saddam Hussein's regime in Iraq was directly involved in planning, financing, or carrying out the terrorist attacks of September 11, 2001? And not only that, but check it out, it's up by 5%, which is above the margin of error. Does anybody find this to be mind-blowing? To use a Summer of Love term from 40 years ago? Does anybody find this to be freaky or strange? 21 minutes after 6 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's take a look at traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Well, so far, so good. Not a lot to worry about at all. We just have the usual heavy traffic already on southbound I-25 from the Thornton Parkway down to 84th Avenue for your drive through Thornton and North Glen. Of course, we do have heavier conditions as well. Eastbound I-70, you'll need to watch out for that between I-25 and York. Still running collision-free, though. Weather outlook today, mostly sunny. Looks like we'll get a high of 99.
Ed Schultz here. You know, not so long ago, I stopped by Front Range Preventive Imaging and had a heart scan, and I'm glad I did. Dr. Blanchett, tell our listeners about why they might want to have one, too.
Thanks, Ed. I take pride in the fact that Front Range Preventive Imaging is one of only two centers in Colorado offering EBT heart imaging. According to the American Heart Association's scientific paper on heart imaging, published in October 2006, EBT imaging is the most accurate heart scan and uses the least radiation. Ask your doctor if a heart scan would be a good idea for you. You have only one heart. Keep it healthy. Insist on an EBT heart scan. Call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN to schedule your EBT heart scan. Or learn more about EBT heart scans as well as lung cancer screening and virtual colonoscopy by visiting our website at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Everyone wants the best, probably because buying the best makes you smart, which is why buying a Hyundai is smart. After all, the Hyundai Sonata was named a Consumer's Digest Best Buy. The Entourage was named Best Minivan by Motorweek, and the Azera was named Best in Class Vehicle Satisfaction by Auto Pacific. And now it's the best time to buy, because right now you can get our best deals, including one of the best cars on the road at one of our best lease prices. The Hyundai Sonata is just $199 a month for 24 months with $1,499 due at signing. It's the best time to make a really smart buy even smarter. So visit your Hyundai dealer now through July 2nd for some of our best deals, like the $199 Hyundai Sonata lease. 2006 Auto Pacific Inc. Vehicle Satisfaction Award. Tax title license extra. Includes $0 security deposit. Call 1-800-564-1560 for complete details. 2007 Hyundai Sonata GLS. Lessee has option to purchase at lease end price negotiated at signing, except for residents of Kentucky and Wisconsin. Subject to credit insurance approval and vehicle availability. Offer ends 7207.
There, Spanky Herrera, Izzy, or I'm sorry, Ziggy, and Donald, and all the folks at Rockies who really, really, really do the best job that they possibly can, and they do it for you. And why do they do that? People always ask me all the time, well, geez, sing the praises of this place. What's the deal? It's because the reason they're so successful is repeat business. People keep coming back time and time again, just like Mary and myself. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. You come a little bit after 9, though, they'll stay, and you'll be fine. That's Rockies Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal.
Greg and Candace were financially maxed out.
We had credit card debt along with our mortgage. We were right at the limit of making our payments.
So Candace did a little research.
I called somebody in the phone book and they referred us to No More Mortgage.
They found the answer. No More Mortgage can eliminate all your debt, including your mortgage, in as little as 9 years.
It brings everything under the umbrella of a lower payment, and they do all the work for you. They take the hassle out of it.
Here's the astonishing part.
We didn't make any lifestyle changes at all. In fact, it actually got easier. I just want to say thanks to everyone at No More Mortgage.
No More Mortgage is unlike anything you've ever seen. Cut your mortgage time in less than half without any increase in your payments. No More Mortgage has helped thousands of people for over 10 years. Call now for your free CD. 1-800-353-0926.
No More Mortgage is going to save us over $300,000. And we're going to be paid off early.
You can't help but feel good about that.
Call for your free CD now. 1-800-353-0926. 800-353-0926.
Forward thinking in the morning. It's the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
It's the Jay Marvin Show because, after all, somebody had to get up this morning and do it. 25 minutes after 6. Good morning. Slight chance of thunderstorms. High today, 97. It's going to be a warm day along the Front Range. And we're talking about this incredible statistic that 41% of Americans, now this is up from the last time they asked, 41% of Americans say yes to the question, do you think Saddam Hussein's regime in Iraq was directly involved in the planning, financing, or carrying out of terrorist attacks on September 11, 2001? It's actually up a total of 5 points from the last time they asked, which was back in September 2004. And this is a Newsweek poll. And it just amazes me that there are people out there who believe this. We know that, and we've talked about so many times, particularly in this hour we've talked about it, and I've talked about it in a lot of shows, about the media. And I understand Jim Spencer did a pretty good show on the media Tuesday, I believe, when I was gone. But we've talked a lot about the media and about the fact that the media is, well, just hasn't done that good of a job of covering things. And virtually, the thing I think that's amazing is that both people on the left and the right, and even people in the middle, don't feel very good about their own media. They basically don't feel very good about where the media is at and about the job that the media does. So, is the media not doing as good a job as it should, and that we've got 41% of the people running around who believe this fantastic statistic? Now, you know, and people got really angry with me, that I got on here and did this whole security thing, this whole conspiracy security deal, where I had people call up here, and they could name any conspiracy they wanted to. And, of course, the people who believe that the government is behind 9/11, they wrote me all kinds of angry email claiming that I was making fun of them. And I had people calling up and were being serious, and they were also being kind of flippant. And the more serious ones, I would question them. And people got upset by that. And I know for a fact, and you know for a fact, that you go look around on the internet, there's tons of stuff floating around out there, all kinds of theories and all kinds of conspiracy stuff. And anytime I get into all of this, people will always send me email and say, well, you don't know what you're talking about, and you prove that you're not serious, and that you're not a serious progressive, and they sling all this stuff around. I'm just real skeptical. I told a guy who was conservative a couple of weekends ago, when I asked him for some kind of proof of information for what he was saying, and he said, well, don't you trust anybody? And I said, no. I said, I'm kind of like a cop in the fact that, no, I don't trust really anybody. But I want to know where you got the information, because people here call up, make statements, and then John Turk and myself will go back. We'll do it either during the show or we'll do it after the show. And we'll go look the stuff up, and it doesn't show up. It's not there. even from the site, the source that they've cited. And we just had this happen to us like last week or the week before last, where this went on. So I'm sure that there are those websites out there. I'm sure that there's those sources out there, including the leadership of the country, who want you and want people in this country to believe that Saddam Hussein was involved directly in 9/11. But haven't most people given that up by now? Haven't most people, this is 2007, we're how many years now into the war? Five? I think. Or is it six? It's five. Seems like forever. But haven't most people given this theory up about Sodom? Well, you'd think so, but apparently not. Now, just like the 28% that support Bush, and I run into a lot of Republicans and independents who don't. But just like that 28%, who is this 41%? Who are these folks? Are they people who are too busy in life to pay attention to what's going on? They've got other things going on. They're raising kids or making mortgage payments. Are they just don't care? Or do they believe what the government tells them? Well, the President of the United States said this, or he inferred it, and Dick Cheney has outright said it, so therefore, it absolutely, without any doubt, must be true. Now, my own standards, I wouldn't accept that from George W. Bush, but I also wouldn't accept it from Jimmy Carter. I wouldn't accept it from Bill Clinton. And maybe that makes me too much of an independent thinker. 303-713-7600. And I'd be interested to get your take on this. And Gina, I could get your take on this, but maybe we shouldn't go there. What do you think?
Good morning. Welcome back.
You don't want to go. You don't want to even get into this? Don't tell me you're part of this 41%. Are you?
I just think that there's something fishy there. I understand that.
Okay, but what? What? I'm willing to listen.
Well, you agree he was a bad guy, right?
Yeah, but I also agree that, and I've been down this road with lots of people. Yeah, I agree that he was not a good guy, but I also, would you agree that there are a lot of guys in the world that are not very good, and a lot of them are leaders of third world nations. I mean, I don't think the Saudi royal family is very good, to be honest with you.
Well, there's some connection. I don't know that it's necessarily through Al-Qaeda, but, I mean, he was paying, you know, families of suicide bombers.
Oh, yeah, but that's
that were connected to Hamas. So
yeah, but that's Palestine. That's not Iraq and 9/11.
Right, but what I'm saying is there's some sort of connection there. I think that's why people believe that there's some connection to Al-Qaeda.
See, that would be the same thing as saying, okay, J. Marvin committed two murders in the Denver area. Therefore, J. Marvin is responsible for all the murders in the Denver area. Well, there's no proof of that, but, yeah, there's got to be some connection because he did murder two other people. See what I'm saying?
I don't know, but the Middle Eastern community is pretty tight, close-knit
well, so
community,
is the Denver,
aren't
so is the,
they?
So is, no, not really.
Oh.
No, they're very fractious. Very tribal, very fractious. Sunnis don't get along with the Shia.
Yes.
Shias don't get along with the Pashtun. No, it's very... And then there is a Christian population, too, by the way. No, it's not as cohesive as we think that it is. There's Druids. There's all kinds of folks there. Well, see, I don't know. I don't understand how anybody could think that he was connected, unless it's guilt by association.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Which is not proof. Guilt by association.
May not be, but...
Well, guilt by association is a dangerous thing.
It's a perception.
Yeah, but the perception is wrong.
But he did so many other vile things that...
Well, he did But you know what? He did vile things. But he, the things that he did that are vile were not any more vile, say, than the Shah of Iran. The Shah of Iran did terrible, vile things, too. And we gave him exile. Remember that?
Yeah, but you know he certainly didn't. He certainly wished us harm.
Yeah, but whether you wish somebody harm and whether you can actually carry it out, I wish a lot of people harm, but carry it out. You know? All right, 6:34, 34 minutes after 6, we kick off the brand new week here, and traffic has got to be okay this morning. It just has to be. No, don't tell me it's not.
It's
now you're going to say it's not.
No, it's pretty good. Most highways at good speeds. We just have all the normal congestion forming along that north side of town, southbound 25, of course, through Thornton and North Glen, westbound I-76, approaching I-25. Looks like we do have a crash southbound 25 right around 6th Avenue, and we have one up north, southbound 25 at Highway 119. Weather today.
Jay Marvin in the morning on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Get out of your car and into a Porsche at Canyon Casino. That's right. Scream through summer in a Porsche from Canyon.
Hey, Emily, what's wrong?
These corns are killing my feet. Getting rid of them has been a huge pain.
Oh.
No pun intended. I keep using my corn remover over and over, and will this ever end?
Calm down, Miss Melodrama. I used Dr. Scholl's corn removers. Two treatments, and my corns were history.
Two treatments?
Yeah.
That's fast.
Yep, there's no easier way to remove corns quickly.
Dr. Scholl's corn removers are the only ones clinically proven to remove corns with as few as two treatments when used as directed.
Deb, if my feet could talk, they'd say, thank you.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Require a ladder to get in. Can you quote the horsepower specs of your minivan? Then you're going to love what is coming Saturdays on 760 AM. The hosts of Drive Radio, John Rush and Donnie Cypher, are gearheads, and they're going to talk about all the things you like. Tune in AM 760, Saturdays 10 AM. Gearheads, you're going to have so much fun.
Do you feel like your energy levels and sex drive are dropping a little each year? Are you a man over 60 interested in improving your health? If so, the Division of Geriatric Medicine at the University of Colorado Health Sciences Center is recruiting healthy men 60 years old and older to participate in a study on the effects of male hormone treatments and strength training on overall health. As men age, their bodies produce less of the male hormone testosterone. This process can lead to low energy levels, decreased sex drive, the loss of muscle and strength, increased fat, and decreased memory. These changes can be detrimental to your overall health and quality of life. Benefits of involvement in this study include free laboratory screening and physical examination, fitness and strength testing, study drug, an individually personalized and supervised exercise program, and financial compensation. If you or someone you know is interested or would like more information about this study, please contact Andrew at 303-372-2917. Don't miss this opportunity to improve your health and energy levels. Call today, 303-372-2917.
Live, local, and progressive. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 6:38, 38 minutes after 6. High today, could get as hot as 99 degrees. And about a 10% chance that some rain might cool us down. AM 760 Progressive Talk, Jay Marvin along with you. Newsweek poll shows 41% of Americans answered yes to the question, do you think Saddam Hussein's regime was directly involved and the planning, financing, or carrying out of terrorist attacks on September 11, 2001, that's up 5 points since the last time Newsweek asked the question in December 2004, and I'm puzzled by this. 303-713-7600, let's go to Jeff in Summit County. Jeff, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How you doing?
Okay.
Well, first of all, it just goes to show you how good of a job Bush has done as far as trying to manipulate the media and manipulate his constituents. I think he's still out there saying it. I think his surrogates are still out there connecting the two.
Cheney's saying it for sure. You're right.
And I think people, the more they hear it, the more they think it's true.
But who? Who listens to these guys, and who thinks these guys are telling the truth at this point in our sorry history?
People who don't read newspapers, people who don't watch the news, any news channel, well, other than Fox. I don't call it news. That's noise, like Keith Olbermann said.
Yeah,
that's
it's propaganda.
It's commentary. What Fox does is commentary, and they don't ever substantiate anything they say, or they don't retract anything they say wrong. But they're, you know, how many people listen to Fox? And Fox is out there promoting the same propaganda. You know, they're the commentators, Hannity, all those guys are still connecting Saddam, and they're still saying it, and people are listening to it.
Yeah, you know what gets me? Okay. Who out there, how could you possibly believe that Saddam Hussein was responsible for 9/11? Why are there no questions about the fact that bin Laden is still on the loose? And also, what I find to be absolutely amazing is that anybody believes or has any belief other than the 28% that he's got left, that anybody has any belief in anything the government says, regardless of what it is, because they've been caught in lying so many times. And I don't mean to sit here and just needlessly beat up the government, because I think government is something that we need. But the idea that if they say that it's white, you know that it's yellow. See what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you're saying. It's just like when you asked the young lady earlier that does the
Gina.
Traffic. Yeah, Gina. Nice girl, unfortunately misinformed. I'm Arabic, of Arabic descent, and I've studied the Middle East all my life. And George Bush, what he's really done is he's united the Arab countries more so than they've ever been united in the past history of that region. And that's a problem.
Oh, and where are the WMDs? Nobody's bothered
well,
by that?
Yeah. I mean, well, and that's the other thing. They're willing to overlook these things so they can think that they're right. But say, well, maybe I didn't make a mistake by voting for George Bush. Maybe I didn't do these things that you know, helped George Bush, you know, create all this havoc in the world. They justify it. They have to justify it. And I don't think it's right. They're not right in doing so. But I don't know.
It's
such a mess that people just cannot face the fact that there were no WMDs, that George Bush did invade Iraq based on a false premise. And if we would have invaded a country on a false premise, or we would have been invaded on a false premise, how would we look at that other country? I mean, you have to step back and look at this objectively and say, look, if somebody invaded the United States on a false premise, on a lie, or material that was, you know, subjugated, then basically we would look at those people as evil people, wouldn't we?
Oh, of course.
That's exactly how the rest of the world is looking at us right now.
Oh, you know what? That's very true, and I'll tell you something. I was talking to my sister over the weekend and last week, and she and her husband do a lot of traveling. And she said that's what you'll find out, is that people don't really like us anymore because of what's gone on. Jeff,
well,
thank you, man.
You're doing a great job, Jay. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thanks for the call. 303-713-7600. Here's Mark in Denver. Mark, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing pretty good.
Well, last time I talked to you, you told me not to call you, basically, unless I had, I guess, facts or...
Well, that's not
facts,
what I... No, but no,
not,
no,
not, not,
that's,
not, that's, not facts,
no,
but have
no, that's not what I said,
my
right?
sources. My
that's,
sources.
That's not what I said. I said don't make blanket statements unless you're prepared to back them up.
Okay. So I'm calling you because in the Weekly Standard
on January 27th, 2004, they have an article based on a U.S. government secret memo from November 24th, 2003 that lays out exactly why Al-Qaeda was linked with Saddam Hussein. Goes point by point.
Okay.
You can get to it from Mike Rosen's website.
Yeah, I understand that.
In his archive.
I understand that. But can you also explain to the to those listening who may not have seen it what the Weekly Standard is?
You know, I honestly have no idea.
Oh, you don't? In other words, so you would look at something and then you wouldn't question what the source was or where it came from?
Well, I consider Rosen a fairly credible source.
Well, all right, that may be.
And since it was linked
true, and it may not be true, but the thing is, who is the publisher of the Weekly Standard?
Give me a second, maybe I can tell you. I can tell you whose article it is, but I can't tell you who the publisher is.
Okay.
The article is written by Stephen Haynes.
Yeah, I understand that. But what I'm asking you is, who is... All right, let me ask you this. Have you ever just gone and looked at the Weekly Standard website?
No.
You never have?
Not that I remember. I may have,
okay.
But I don't know.
Let me just pull it up here. And let's see if it has what I think it has in here. Let's see. Yeah, here it is. All right.
Well, but they're using the Washington Post as their source.
No, that's not true. Hang on.
The article is using the Washington Post.
Well, they may use that, but let's read about the Weekly Standard. The Weekly Standard made its debut on September 18, 1995. It's edited by William Crystal and Fred Barnes. Okay, do you have any idea who they are?
No.
Okay. Well, you know, what I would suggest that you do, without me having to do it for you, is I would suggest that you go look and see who those two people are. And by the way, what was the date of the article?
It's January 27, 2004.
Okay, it's now 2007.
Yep. So facts change after 3 years?
Yes, sometimes they do. And the Weekly Standard is not... Well, you know what? You're going to force me into this. I don't want to have to do this to you, but I guess I'm going to have to do it to you. Well, I don't want to. I mean, I don't want to, you know, burst your bubble.
You have no bubble to burst, Jay.
Okay, the Weekly Standard is a neocon journal of opinion.
Okay.
William Crystal is one of the founders and one of the chief believers in us being in Iraq, and one of the chief theoreticians who hollered on and on about how we should go there. And the Weekly Standard, if you went into a general discussion group of people who are educated but who perhaps were independents, it would be the same thing as me citing the Weekly World as an example. It is a neocon opinionated right wing magazine, which they have every right to their view and they have every right to say everything they want to say, but they're not an independent news source. They're not looked at in the same vein as the BBC.
Well, I understand that, Jay, but nonetheless, if they're quoting a CIA document that says things like, in 1992, the Intelligence Service of Iraq met with Al-Qaeda,
because upon later study by the 9/11 Commission and noted other individuals such as Michael Schroyer and others, they know that no such meeting ever took place.
So
they know that information chiefly came from a CIA informant in Germany by the name of Curveball, who later turned out to be a fabricator.
That's not true. This is
okay.
This information is from an Iraqi intelligence officer.
Well, that's not, you know, that's not what I read, but the thing is,
that's what I'm reading right now. That's
well,
what I'm
but the,
you.
But the thing is that has been disproven. And if you look, if you go and look outside of the Weekly Standard,
who misproved it? James.
Who misproved it?
Yep.
The CIA, the Pentagon, and the State Department. Go Google it.
So they go against what they're saying in this article?
Sure, they make mistakes all the time. Yes. And a lot of that information was selectively released to people like the Weekly Standard in order for them to make their point, which it, you know, obviously has, because you believe it.
Let me ask you something.
Would you go to the Progressive magazine, and if you read something in there, would you believe it? Would you believe something in The Nation?
Like I told you, Jay, I don't know
about...
No,
would you? Would you or wouldn't you?
Well, let me ask you a question. I don't
well,
know
no,
about
answer my question. I mean, would you
I
go...
I don't
would
know about
go,
the standard. I
would believe, you go in there and believe... Would you believe something that came from a magazine that you know was avowedly liberal or progressive? Would you accept it or reject it?
Jay, since I value your opinion, if it was on your website... And I think that you research your information, and I don't think that you would lie intentionally. And if it was on your website, then yeah, I would more than likely.
Well, you know
it.
Why it's not on my website? It's not on my website because I don't use those. I don't use those as information bases.
Well, like I said, I value. I believe that Mike Rosen
well,
is a.
You can go ahead.
A
go.
Truthful person, and you, I don't think he's going to put false
well,
information without
you
on his website.
Yeah, well, you can go ahead. You also ought to check out Media Matters for Colorado and see what they have to say about it. Anyway, Mark, I got to run, man. Thanks. I appreciate the call. And the Weekly Standard is not an unbiased information source. 6:51, 51 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Here's traffic with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. A couple of problems for I-25. One outside the city, right around Longmont Highway 119, southbound I-25. Two vehicles there to watch out for, slowing down your drive. In the city, southbound 25 affected just south of 6th Avenue. Another two-vehicle crash there off on the right shoulder. Of course, we have traffic building up very quickly into the downtown area from I-75th Spear. We have all the usual traffic slowdowns on southbound I-25 between 104th and 84th. Weather outlook today. Expect mostly sunny skies, but it's going to be a warm day with a high of 99. Tonight, partly cloudy and 58, and currently, under fair skies, it's 68 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
Summer is full of celebrations. Next time you need a gift in a hurry, stop by King Supers for a great selection of gift cards.
Attention, shoppers! There's an orange Chevy HHR in the parking lot that is transforming into a 30-foot-tall robot with a missile launcher and an MP3 player jack, and it's battling an evil robot helicopter. Will the owner of the HHR please attend to your vehicle? Damaging the shopping carts. Thank you.
Play the Transformers Rise of the Chevy Autobots game now and help protect the world. Only at Chevy.com/Autobot. Transformers, in theaters July 4th.
Hi, I'm Andy Lindahl for Relax the Back. Did you know that 4 out of 5 adults experience low back pain during their lifetime? If you're one of those adults, you need to do what I did and go into Relax the Back and see for yourself how the latest innovations in office chairs, recliners, mattresses, and pillows can relieve stress and help you feel good all day in every part of your life. Their highly trained associates are dedicated to helping you find the perfect relaxation solution for you. I myself went into Relax the Back and got a Tempur-Pedic mattress that has helped me sleep better and deal with less lower back and shoulder pain throughout the day. Relax the Back also has interactive health and custom crafted office chairs from Lifeform. They will help you keep better posture during the day so you're not causing your back so many problems when you get home at night. At Relax the Back, comfort is their business. Visit one of their 3 Denver area locations in Cherry Creek North, near Park Meadows, and Highlands Ranch. Relax the Back. Feel better, work better, live better. Visit them today at RelaxTheBack.com and come see how good you can feel at Relax the Back.
Philips is proud to sponsor Live Earth in their global movement to solve the climate crisis. Live Earth will take place on July 7th as 9 major cities from around the world will provide 24 hours of music to highlight the problems and solutions to climate change. Philips is providing sensible and simple solutions through energy-efficient lighting to help solve the problem of climate change. Join us in the movement to make a simple switch today. Philips, sense and simplicity.
Interest rates are still at historic lows, so now is the perfect time to refinance at LendingTree. When banks compete, you win. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com for licensing.
Take your kid to a park, a zoo, or some other activity today, and remember the best weapon against drugs and crime is family time. This important message, courtesy of Susan and the staff at Critter Cleaner at 12543 North Highway 83 in Parker, where they feel the area is a great place to live and raise a family. Call Critter Cleaner at 303-841-8559. That's Critter Cleaner, serving the Parker community with pride.
There's great news about LASIK in Denver. Results from our clinical study on FDA-approved blade-free technology confirmed that our new method of LASIK is safer and more precise than conventional LASIK. To celebrate our findings and to officially introduce our new safer blade-free procedure, Speedback 2020 LASIK is offering $1,000 LASIK savings for the remainder of the summer. Isn't it time you said yes to LASIK at Speedback 2020 LASIK? Call us today at 303-C2020 or visit us online at speedback.com.
Mortgage rates are starting to climb, so now is the time to refinance at LendingTree before rates go even higher. Choose from up to four offers today. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com for licensing. When banks compete, you win.
Just Brakes.
How much are new brake pads installed?
For $99.88, we'll install pads and shoes in all four wheels and even machine rotors.
All four wheels for $99.88? Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
Just Brakes.
Parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning. It's 6:55, 5 minutes away from 7 o'clock. Jay Marvin, along with you, slight chance of thunderstorms. High today could be as hot as 99 degrees. And when I say slight chance, I mean about a 10% chance. A Newsweek poll out this weekend exposes gaps in America's knowledge of history and current events. Perhaps most alarmingly, 41% of Americans answered yes to the question, do you think Saddam Hussein's regime in Iraq was directly involved in planning, financing, or carrying out terrorist attacks of September 11, 2001? That's actually up 5 points. My mind is just blown by this. 303-713-7600. Here's Tom on a cell phone. Tom, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. Love your show.
Thanks.
I just wanted to say I've heard a quote from President Bush, actually, that it was, I think, in the fall after the war started, that he actually said, we didn't have any evidence linking Saddam Hussein to 9/11. And he has said a lot of misleading statements regarding that. Most of them say something like, after 9/11, we found it necessary to invade Iraq. But he doesn't say Iraq was involved in 9/11. He just says them in the same sentence over and over again, and people get confused by that. But I think you could probably find the quote somewhere. It's on audio, too.
Yeah, we should probably go. We should go look for it. And well,
I'd like you to play it and then ask those people again if they still believe.
Yeah. Well, listen to Mark. Mark believes it, and he uses the Weekly Standard as an example.
Yeah, that is all from, I think it's called the Fight Memo.
Yes.
Where they took all this raw intelligence, which, you know, raw intelligence is just someone calling up from Arvada or whatever and saying, I saw Osama bin Laden. But they compare that with other intelligence. The CIA agent knows he's in Pakistan. They discount that raw intelligence that, you know, just someone called in and has some weird evidence.
I thought it came from that I thought it came from the discredited German agent Curveball.
Yeah, some of it's from that. It's all this guy I think Assistant Secretary of Defense or worked under Rumsfeld somewhere, and he brought up all this stuff, and the Pentagon totally discounted it right when it came out. But the I call it the Weak Standard, but they still printed all this stuff about that, saying that, you know, they had accurate intelligence. And I've listened to Rosen, and he says, oh, yeah, well, can't be 100% sure, but I'd say it's like 90% sure that there was some involvement.
Well,
even after President Bush said that.
I'm 90% sure at times there's a God. I'm also 90% sure at times there isn't one, but it doesn't mean that I know which is which. 90% sure is not 90% proof. Tom, thank you, man.
Thank you, Jay.
All right, appreciate it. Thanks, everybody, for the calls. I'm just so tempted to keep talking about this. Doesn't it make you feel like you're on an island? All right, we'll continue.
Copy that. I'm at the safe now.
Can you
cracked the code.
They've left a clue. It says where auto insurance is as easy as quote by print. That's no secret. It's Esurance. E-S-U-R-A-N-C-E. Opening safe now. E is for easy online convenience. S is for save with great discounts. U is for unbelievably fast quotes. R is for reliable. Esurance is there for you 24/7 every day of the year. A is for affordable rates. N is for nice, friendly service. C is for compare with Esurance prices to other companies. And E is for excellent financial strength.
Good work. Sounds like you cracked the code, Special Agent.
Well, everyone knows that E-S-U-R-A-N-C-E spells fast, easy auto insurance.
Quote by print instantly at Esurance. Get your quote from Esurance.com today.
You call first.
803-1900. A Tom Martino referral number.
AM 760
NHD. Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Dave Barrett. It's a wildfire that's racing near Lake Tahoe, likely caused by people, and it has burned 165 buildings, including many homes, in a bit more than one day. 2,000 acres are up in smoke in that beautiful part of Northern California. This guy left his home in a hurry.
I felt like I was in an Arnold Schwarzenegger movie.
Firefighters have been cutting branches and brush to keep those flames from spreading. The U.S. Forest Service's Rex Norman says today's forecast gives them optimism.
The moisture and the humidity is up, so that's good for the firefighters. It gives them a chance to work in a fire where the fire is laid down, the fire behavior is moderated, they can get some line cut, they can do some backfire activity, and they can hopefully make some good progress.
Well, right now, that wildfire is only about 5% contained. There were bodies in the rubble in what was a hotel lobby in Baghdad. 12 dead, 21 hurt. From a suicide bombing, someone detonated explosives after getting into that hotel.
While nothing is clear, it appears this explosion could have been aimed at a number of opposition politicians who've been gathering in this hotel for the past few days.
That's CBS's Lara Logan in Baghdad. Pick up a copy of USA Today. Turn to page 3B. You'll see a picture of Jennifer Nielsen. She was murdered in North Carolina while delivering copies of that paper. Here's CBS's Jim Crisula.
The death of 22-year-old Jenna Nielsen has baffled police in Raleigh for more than a week. Her body was found early one morning behind a convenience store. She was 8 months pregnant and working as a newspaper carrier for USA Today to earn some extra money. Nielsen and her husband had moved to the Raleigh area from Salt Lake City last fall. They already had two young children. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
Gas prices fell about 11 cents a gallon the past 2 weeks, according to the latest Lundberg survey. But don't expect $3 a gallon gas to go away or to go much lower. That's what the Energy Department is warning. Live for details from CBS's Peter Mayer at the White House.
Right, Dave. The current price dip is not the start of a big trend. Energy Secretary Samuel Bodman tells CBS News the thirst for fuel in places like China and India is a major factor.
With the forecasted increase in the number of automobiles in those countries, it's hard to see oil getting a lot cheaper than it is now.
And Bodman says problems at the nation's aging oil refineries are another issue. Oil supplies are in good shape for now, but lagging refinery capacity is driving prices, especially during this peak summer driving season. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
3 million of you out there who had important vacation plans, but the State Department's backed up with all those passport applications. Just listen to their message.
We are extremely busy. But you're doing our best
to process passports. Now there's word that the Department of State wants diplomats to volunteer to come back and spend 2 months and wade through those applications. S&P futures down a fraction. This is CBS News.
So you're in the market for a good used car but have no idea where to look. Well, I can take the angst out of your auto search. Honda Certified Used Cars. First, it's a Honda. They kind of corner the market on reliability. Second, they're well-maintained late model Hondas. Each undergoes a 150-point inspection, then is backed by one of the best warranties in the business. And don't forget, it may be used, but it's still a Honda. Honda Certified Used Cars, the next best thing to new, and then some.
See dealer for limited warranty details.
Don't miss Colorado State of Mind every Friday night at 7:30 on Rocky Mountain PBS.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. The suicide of former Denver judge and city attorney Larry Manzanares is causing a lot of soul-searching this morning. Manzanares, who killed himself over the weekend, was accused of stealing a city computer. Legal analyst Scott Robinson, among those feeling a little guilty.
And to be frank, beset with guilt for remarking publicly that I thought it was something he would never be able to live down. It's horrible to think that he had despair of that level.
Robinson says it may be wrong to make arrest affidavits public before a suspect is convicted. Somebody's reputation may be destroyed before they've even gone to trial. Wildfires near oil and gas drilling operations raising concerns. The fire near Parachute last week, a stark reminder the proliferation of mountain hideaway homes isn't the only booming development adding to the challenge of wildland firefighting in recent years. And the VA says it's extending the hours its Colorado facilities will be open. They say they made the decision before a national order extending hours. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Well, we definitely have a few problems now to deal with. Eastbound I-70 bogged down between Federal and York. That's due to a two-car crash right near Washington. We also have a stalled vehicle in the left lane of eastbound I-70 near Havana. And southbound I-25 dealing with a crash on the right shoulder just south of 6th Avenue. Weather outlook today, mostly sunny with a high of 99. Currently, it's fair and 69. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Todd Helton says take the freeway to Freeway Ford and right now get a brand new Focus or Ranger for just $99.88. They sell them for less every day guaranteed. So get your 07 Focus or Ranger today for just $99.88 only at Freeway Ford, I-25 in Evans, Longmont Ford at 3rd and Alpine, or at cheaperfords.com.
The following is a message from Brutus at the National Disaster Search Dog Foundation.
Last October, three buildings collapsed. I was called in to help. Two little kids were missing. I looked everywhere. Then I found them. They were crying. We all were.
Be part of the search. Call 1-888-4K9-HERO or visit SearchDogFoundation.org. Made possible by SearchDog USA.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:06, 6 minutes after 7 on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Slight chance of thunderstorms. High today could be up as high as 99. 10% chance of those thunderstorms happening. Why, I'm really tempted to stay on this Newsweek poll, and I got a couple of interesting emails about this. Here's from Steve. Jay, the article Mark cited said Egypt in 92, not Prague. You were arguing two different issues, not to mention the article cites the Washington Post as its source. And, Steve, I believe that with the second caller, Tom, we went into that, and that Tom pretty well explained what the story was there about raw intelligence and about the fact that those things from 92 and a lot of the other claims that the administration made, and also that the newspapers made, including the Washington Post and the New York Times, which got fooled wholeheartedly by Judith Miller, and later she got fired for it, that most of that stuff now has been discounted. This is from Eric. I believe the Newsweek poll questions you cite say many things. First, how people seek out sources that justify their beliefs. As far as Iraq 9/11 links, these people get their connections from sources like Stephen Hayes of the Weekly Standard, the primary proponent of this lie. This question also may say a little good about the perceived influence of the mainstream media at Time, Newsweek, etc., who always go to pains to defend their reporting of the truth, yet 4 in 10 Americans don't believe them. That's really true. So, what are we? Are we the most informed nation on earth? No. And if so, why not? And somebody sent me an email that said, well, the media is busy covering George W. Bush's rear end. But you know what? That's not totally the whole story there. The whole story, in a lot of cases, is laziness and also the fact that investigative journalism, as we know it, is pretty much extinct, except for some of what goes on in the web. And if you look at some of the bigger stories that have been broken, a lot of it's come out of blogs and also Internet news sites. All right. I'll if anybody wants to comment about this 41% of Americans thinking that that Iraq and 9/11 were connected, and you missed out on the first part, I don't mind carrying this over on Monday morning. I don't mind carrying it over and talking about it at all. I'm kind of disillusioned by it. Not disillusioned is not the right word. Dismayed. Blown away. Why there are people who would believe that? Or would think this many years into the war that was the case? Here's Jim in Denver. Jim, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, how you doing?
Okay.
I'd like to, throw in or continue on this belief in the poll. If anyone would bother to read Bob Woodward's book, Plan of Attack, they would find out that very documented sources indicated that George Bush had plans to invade Iraq way before 9/11. 9/11 just became a good excuse to do it by blaming Saddam as the perpetrator of 9/11.
Well, a lot of people haven't read that book.
Well, I assume so, but again, I even think George Bush, while he was running for his first term as president, had an idea that he wanted to invade Iraq. I mean, the idea is that he wanted to put in a U.S. presence in the Middle East, and also basically Iraq has the second largest reserves of oil in the Middle East as well. I mean, he's an oil man. Cheney's an oil man.
Yeah, but they can't get it out. That's the that's the problem. But the thing is about this poll, which is really alarming, is that 41% of Americans answered yes to the question, do you think Saddam Hussein's regime in Iraq was directly involved in planning, financing, or carrying out terrorist attacks on September 11, 2001? That's up 5 points. Listen to this one. This one, this one's kind of a mind blower. 89% of Americans were unable to name the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. That's John Roberts.
Oh, I believe that. I don't think anybody, only a few people could name any of the justices of the Supreme Court.
Well, I don't think you need to know them all, but I think at least people should know who the Chief Justice is. Or how about this? A majority of 52% believe the U.S. is losing the war against al-Qaeda. However, Newsweek disagrees. In the magazine's reporting of the poll, they made the judgment that the U.S. is, in fact, not losing the fight against al-Qaeda or radical Islamic terrorists. How many folks believe that we're winning or losing? Do you think we're winning or losing?
I actually think we're winning, and the reason I say we're winning is basically what is happening, at least what I see around the world, is that police work or investigative work is uncovering cells that plan to do things and or blow up things. And, London or England, Great Britain is a good example of that. And these are not really part of al-Qaeda, but they just align themselves with the radical Muslims, and basically they get the guys before they do anything.
Yeah, I would grant you that. I mean, I think we're a lot hipper than we were, but we're not as hip as we need to be. Thanks, Jim. I appreciate it.
Okay, thanks, Jay.
All right. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Scott in Denver. Scott, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
I have an opinion.
Sure, give it.
Well, they don't want to believe it. It's like if you had someone who was close to you, like an uncle, somebody you respected, somebody you trusted, somebody you had, in this case, voted for. You accepted their political philosophy. It had been drilled into you by people like Fox and, other people. And then you hear, it's like O.J.'s family. They watched all the evidence, they saw everything else, but they could not believe that he did it. In this case, to believe that this man manufactured evidence to justify invading an innocent nation, killing thousands and thousands of people, and taking over its government and controlling those people, they don't want to believe it, so they say, it's not true.
Wow.
I believe most of them have heard the president.
Maybe those of us on the other side of the coin, maybe we suffer from the same thing.
Well, I don't think so, because it really wasn't true.
Well, no, you're right, it wasn't true.
I mean,
true,
if you go after reality and what really happened, there was no shortage of people before the Iraq War saying, hey, this is a bunch of crap, there are no WMDs.
Do you think liberals live in reality?
I think a little bit more than conservatives. Of course, there's the slantedness and the, you know, the they is an enemy, conservative is enemies, Republicans is enemies. There's that mentality somewhat, but not like the right wing has drilled into people. I mean, it's just programming. It's just for the last, 30 years, they've been drilled into that liberals are evil, they're going to kill us, they're going to spend all our money. And if you look at reality, the Republican administrations have been spending all the money, have been lying to us. I mean, this is the most corrupt administration, period. And I'm a registered Republican. This is the most corrupt administration in my lifetime, and it's not even close.
All right, whose fault is this? Is this the fault of the American people? Is this the fault of the media? Who's at fault for this?
Part is the media, and part is the people for not checking out the truth, but believing what they want to believe instead of looking at reality. And we all do that to an extent.
All right, well, if you want to believe what you want to believe, it would be because belief in a different way would threaten your core values, right?
Right.
Okay. Hmm. Well,
and for a lot of people, conservatism has become a core value. That's who they believe they are. And to believe that their leaders have been lying to them and killing innocent people, they're not going to accept that. They're going to say, oh, no, it was justified. Saddam Hussein was connected with 9/11. Even when in reality, and it's been proven over and over again, that was a lie.
Okay,
and that was
a
lie fed to us by our government.
All right, but liberalism would have core beliefs, too.
Yes. Okay, I'm a liberal. I'm tolerant. I don't demand that other people believe the same way I do. You know, I try not to judge people on their beliefs or, you know, their sexual preferences.
Boy, you know what? I wish that were true, though. Because I run into a lot of people who are liberal, who are quote-unquote liberal and progressive, and they are intolerant.
Well, I'm going to be tolerant of them, too.
Well, your whole deal is you just don't get along with everybody.
No, I don't get along with everybody, but I try to let people be people. But the thing is, and it bothers me. You still hear lies continuously about this Iraq thing. I hear people saying, well, if he would have let the weapons inspectors in, didn't people remember? I mean, we were alive then. The weapons inspectors had the run of the country. Both Hans Blix and Scott, what was his name? Scott Ritter?
Yeah.
They were saying, hey, we're looking everywhere we can, everywhere we want to. The vice president was calling up and telling them where to go look. You know, they looked everywhere they wanted to, and they couldn't find any WMDs. And the president called them out of there, and in my belief, that's why he called them out of there. They weren't finding WMDs.
What do you make of the statistic that 89% of the Americans cannot name the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court?
Well, hell, I forgot until you said it was John Roberts. I mean, I can name like five or six of them, Ruth Ginsburg and Kennedy and Scalia and Thomas. But I couldn't remember Roberts when you said that. I think it's because he's new and he's kept a real low profile. And we haven't heard his name much.
Yeah, you know what? That could be it. That definitely could be it. And how about this idea that a majority of people couldn't identify Saudi Arabia as the country of origin of most of the 9/11 hijackers, even given the question in multiple choice format? 20% answered Iraq. 14% believe the hijackers came from Iran.
Well, that's what our government, they try to make us believe that the Iraq war was justified by 9/11. It wasn't. Iraq didn't do it. They had nothing to do with it. It was an innocent country.
But boy, you can't, this gets
They
back.
Don't want to believe it.
Well, this goes to something I've talked about lots of times, and I guess I keep bringing it up because I'm frustrated by it. How in the world do you break through to those people and go and say to them, dude, you're being lied to?
It's an emotional thing, and a lot of people cannot say, I was wrong.
and I was misled.
Yeah, why do you think that is? I've asked that question on the air before, too.
Well,
why do you think it is people can't say they're wrong?
Because we have huge egos. I don't like to say I'm wrong. It's hard for me.
Yeah, it's hard for me, too, but you know something? I'm going to learn more often to do it.
Oh, hey, Jay, I've heard you belong a lot.
Well, I need to do it. I need to do it more. You need to call it to my attention when I don't have it right.
No, you wouldn't want to hear it.
Oh, sure I would. All right. Hey, thanks, Scott.
Thank you.
All right. We'll see you. That's a really tough thing to get people to say that. But you're wrong. Why is that tough? Ego? Is that what it is? You just can't take it? We all do it. You're not the only one. I do it, too. I'm wrong lots of times. Nobody's perfect. It's impossible to be right 100% of the time. Because if you were right 100% of the time, you wouldn't be human. But, man, you get into this with people, and there are people who believe beyond a shadow of a doubt that they're absolutely right, and there's no way you're going to...
Hi, I'm Andy Lindahl for Relax the Back. Did you know that 4 out of 5 adults experience low back pain during their lifetime? If you're one of those adults, you need to do what I did and go into Relax the Back and see for yourself how the latest innovations in office chairs, recliners, mattresses, and pillows can relieve stress and help you feel good all day in every part of your life. Their highly trained associates are dedicated to helping you find the perfect relaxation solution for you. I myself went into Relax the Back and got a Tempur-Pedic mattress that has helped me sleep better and deal with less lower back and shoulder pain throughout the day. Relax the Back also has interactive health and custom crafted office chairs from Lifeform. They will help you keep better posture during the day so you're not causing your back so many problems when you get home at night. At Relax the Back, comfort is their business. Visit one of their 3 Denver area locations in Cherry Creek North, near Park Meadows, and Highlands Ranch. Relax the Back. Feel better, work better, live better. Visit them today at RelaxTheBack.com and come see how good you can feel at Relax the Back.
Set sale month, which means you'll save money when you buy a table and at least 4 chairs. And Freehoff's has 20 different lines of patio furniture, not to mention Weber grills, fountains, fire pits, and hammocks. And as always, if you buy it today, they'll have it to your house by tonight. They also deliver all across the state, even to the mountains and to Wyoming and Nebraska. Spelled Freehoff's, pronounced Freehoff's at the Pyramid at 33rd and Arapahoe in Boulder.
7:21, 21 minutes after 7 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Okay, I've been wrong about a lot of things, but here's something I'm not wrong about. I've never been wrong about this, and that's Rocky's Autos, because they have the largest, cleanest selection of late-model used vehicles in the, along the front range, over 650 cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs, one of the largest selections in all of Colorado. Their matching down incentive is still going on, which is a real wallet stretcher for you, and will help you lower your car payments. And they have virtually everything you can think of, from Volkswagen, Pontiac, Saab, Honda, Toyota, Nissan, Dodge, Chevy, Ford, and a whole lot more. Plus, tack this on, not only have they got all of those, they've got a lot I have left out. Now, you can go see the inventory online right now at RockiesAutos.com, or you can stop by there and see my friend Tom and Marv Alshear, Spanky Herrera, or any of the gang. Freddie Labrato, any of the folks who work so hard at Rockies, there's over 100 people working there, and they work hard to make sure that you get the deal you really, really want. Rockies Autos is open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., but if you come a little bit after 9, they'll stay and take care of things, because things will be fine. So they're open tonight until 9. They've been family-owned and operated since 1982. Check them out online and see for yourself. Rockies Autos. That's RockiesAutos.com, or get out there and see them in person. There's no better place to buy that next vehicle. Save money and get a whopper of a deal, too. That's at Rockies Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
There's great news about LASIK in Denver. Results from our clinical study on FDA-approved blade-free technology confirmed that our new method of LASIK is safer and more precise than conventional LASIK. To celebrate our findings and to officially introduce our new safer blade-free procedure, Spivak 2020 LASIK is offering $1,000 LASIK savings for the remainder of the summer. Isn't it time you said yes to LASIK at Spivak 2020 LASIK? Call us today at 303-C2020 or visit us online at Spivak.com.
Now you can save 20 to 40% on ink at Staples. Just join Staples Rewards. Restock with multi-packs and recycle your empty ink in-store. Stop in today and save big. HP fax cartridges not included.
Mortgage rates are starting to climb, so now is the time to refinance at LendingTree before rates go even higher. Choose from up to four offers today. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com for licensing. When banks compete, you win.
These people are so full of hatred and so full of bile that everybody's evil.
Honest opinion.
Any war that George Bush chooses is, of course, to liberate the people. But once we're there, those people that we love so much, they become pure evil.
And the truth from Randy Rhodes.
If I have to keep smacking down idiots like that every time I go on TV, they might as well put me on the WWF, because at least it could be pay-per-view and I would get paid.
Weekdays at 4 on AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
Hello, somebody should tell her it's now switched to the WWE. 24 minutes after 7. 10% chance of thunderstorms. High today, going to be close to 99. So it's going to be a real scorcher. I decided to carry this over into the second hour because absolutely I'm shocked by this. 303-713-7600. Maybe I shouldn't be. Maybe I shouldn't be shocked by it. The idea that in this Newsweek poll, 41% of Americans answered yes to the question, do you think Saddam Hussein's regime in Iraq was directly involved in the planning or financing or carrying out of terrorist attacks on September 11, 2001? That's up by 5 points since September 2004. Further, majority of people couldn't identify Saudi Arabia as the country of origin most of the 9/11 hijackers, even given the question of multiple choice format. 20% answered Iraq, while 14% believe the hijackers came from Iran. And I'm just set back by that. And there's plenty of other things to talk about, and I guess at some point I should probably give up the discussion of this. But I am set back by this, because I always reject the idea that the American public is stupid. I mean, you hear people say that in condescending ways. Well, don't underestimate the stupidity of the American public. Well, we live in a representative democracy, a republic. And in the end, if we can't count on our fellow citizens to do the right thing, who the hell can we count on? And do you think we're any dumber now than we were 10 years ago? Or 15 years ago? Or 20 years ago? Is this just a recent thing? Or have we always been this way? I've always run into people who, for instance, will gripe about things. And the best example I can give is the public schools. That's the best one I can give. Okay, how much griping do you hear about the public schools? You hear it all the time, right? Over and over and over and over and over again. Yet I've asked numerous people on numerous times, well, if you don't like the public schools, who's on your local school board? And they'll give me a blank look. Not sure. Or how about this one? If you don't like the way the city is being operated that you live in, who's your city council member? Blank stare. I've even run into people who do not know who their congressperson is. They have no clue. I've even run into people who don't know who their senators are. Okay, does that scare you at all? Or is that a byproduct of something that I've argued before, that that's just a byproduct of life in America and the fact that we're so busy? That a lot of people, hey, they'll say to you, listen, I don't have time to sit down and do all that. But shouldn't we know some of this information as a matter of public service? As a matter of, no, service is not the right word. Strike that. Public responsibility? 303-713-7600. Here's Jan in Lakewood. Jan, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. I think that it's a combination of factors. I know that I was so busy for such a long time that when my brother said, you know, Fox News Channel, that's the best news channel, and I would watch it and I would believe what I heard. And just along those lines, and I didn't have really the time or the energy to spend any time really reading and studying the issues. Now that I have more time, I have completely reversed my position on most issues, and it just amazes me when I look back and think about what I used to think and believe. So I think it's a factor of time. I think it's a factor of interest. Recently, I've been trying to persuade some friends that I see regularly to, I'm kind of campaigning for Barack Obama, and they won't listen. No, we need Hillary. And I ask them why, and they say because Bill Clinton's with her. And so just
ooh, that's kind of, that's,
it is.
Oh, that's scary. What, they believe that they should vote for Hillary because Bill Clinton?
Because they have this idea in their head that Bill Clinton was all that. And I said, but he got impeached. I mean, I try to remind him that it wasn't all wedded bliss. And, you know, it's really interesting. And I have to say, I mean, I'm relatively educated, not stellar, but these people that I've been conversing with are really on the opposite end of the spectrum, really blue-collar, whatever you tell me, I believe sort of from what they've heard all their lives. Hmm. And I understand it. I totally understand it. It's just very frustrating to try to make a convincing argument and just be met with a brick wall. No, no, I'm always right about these things. I have an instinct about it.
Yeah, the thing that bothers me about this kind of radio is I'm not sure we're reaching anybody.
We're not. Well, that's the thing, is I didn't hear it. I didn't, because I wasn't aware that it was there. I didn't know there was another side. I really didn't.
How did you how did you stumble on the other side? How did you defox?
It's kind of
interesting. Yourself.
It's kind of interesting because I was made more time available, and I started, you know, kind of my brain said this can't be right. Well, I'm horrified by what I read today that Dick Cheney says he's not a part of the executive branch. And,
yeah, can you imagine that?
Oh my God! I mean, and then he has no executive privilege, right?
Right, exactly. Except when he wants to cite it.
Exactly, and go to the Supreme Court over.
Right.
So when you have time to think and really think about the issues and what's happening in our country and immigrant, whatever the issue is, because there are so many of them right now, that when I had time to sit down and think, I was like, no, I reject that. Just my brain says this can't be right. And I really started, you were the first show I heard, started listening to Randy Rhodes, and she says, read. And I started reading everything.
Yeah, I believe you should question everything.
Oh, yeah.
100%.
And I always did, and it always kind of niggled at my brain, but I didn't have the time or energy to put into it. And I think that there's I think what you said earlier was exactly right. We don't have the time. We sort of buy what we're raised to buy, what channel our dad's watching, Brian Williams, whatever it is. And the real issues aren't talked about.
No, they're really not. They're really not discussed.
No, they're not at all. And so,
and part of that comes from the fact that the broadcast media has lost any sense of public responsibility.
Oh, well, when he got on the air the other night and said, you know, he's on in four markets and beat Hannity in every market, and still there's no place for liberal radio, and that's because of ownership. That's true. I think. I really do.
You know, I've looked at that a lot. I don't think it's because of ownership. I think it's because of
ignorance.
No, I think it's because I'm trying to think of a way to boil this down. I think it's complex. Part of the problem is that if you look, it depends on how intimately involved you are with the broadcast medium or the radio. If you look at what radio was, okay, everything that's happened in radio has happened because of some kind of competition or development.
Okay.
So you had announcers with big bands. And then when they disappeared because of television, and, you know, you had game shows and all of that stuff on radio, people ran around and screamed, radio's dead.
Right.
But somebody else came up with an alternative. The alternative was the disc jockey emerged.
Right. I remember those days.
Okay. Sure. Then you had different forms of that. So you had people who came along and, I've got a better way to build a mousetrap. And then eventually that, you know, that morphed into FM and the whole thing.
And the group of DJs that made a name for themselves, the
right.
Jamie Frosty and Franks, et cetera.
Yeah, all that stuff. Now you've got kind of a situation where, yeah, ownership is part of it. And because ownership is responsible to shareholders, not totally to themselves and to the public, and they're after profits, their deal is that there's no room now for somebody to come along and go, wait a minute, let's try this. Because they have an inherent tendency, like most of us do, that if something works for, except for the President of the United States, if something works for us, we stick with it.
Well, how do you explain then that Saturday and Sundays there's nothing on the radio but advertisements for vitamins? And I think...
Monetary?
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yes.
So they have to have sponsors, so give them Saturday and Sunday because nobody's going to listen.
Because they feel... When you're talking about AM radio, they feel like, well, AM radio listening is down on the weekends. So what they'll do is they'll niche broadcast and they'll sell it to advertisers.
I got it.
And that's how that works. I mean, it's all based on the bottom line. Where in the old days, when you didn't have this, when you had companies that owned 6 or 7 or 5 or 3 or 2 radio stations, they would look at their radio station and say, well, we don't have any listeners. Let's try this, because we have nothing to lose. We have nobody to answer to. And they would come in and do it, and it would revolutionize what was going on. But you don't have that anymore.
Nope, exactly.
So now, and the problem with this, the problem with talk radio is now it's highly segregated. So...
What, liberal versus conservative?
Yeah, so I... Right, because you got progressive stations, and then you got liberal, you conservative
stations.
You
have Bill O'Reilly. Even everybody, I mean, I just can't believe he's saying things like, oh, another bang, bang. I mean, who really cares?
Well, so... What ends up happening is I get scared that what we're doing here is you and I are talking to each other.
And not to others.
And we're not talking to the 41% who think that 9/11 and Sodom are linked.
But, you know, that I think that the reason people think that they're linked is because they have heard people that they're supposed to respect, i.e. the president or the whoever, blame in the time of the inception of the war. And they don't, and that's what they remember, and that's it. And they don't think any further than that.
Yeah, and the other thing is, here's something else. Cynicism's at an all-time high, too. So a lot of people just turn that off and stop listening.
Oh, yeah, totally.
And I don't blame them. Jan, thank you. Great call.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
7:36, 36 minutes after the hour, AM 760 Progressive Talk. Gina now with traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Looks like we got major problems in Aurora. We've had a closure of northbound 225 between Parker and Mississippi. That was due to a jackknife semi-trailer. So you're being taken off the highway there at Mississippi. Not a good situation, obviously. Southbound lanes, we've got at least one lane blocked. So definitely problems along that stretch. You want to avoid it if you can. Eastbound I-70, we did have a problem right near Havana, stall there. And we have a slower traffic eastbound I-70 between Federal and York from an earlier crash. Weather outlook today, mostly sunny skies, but we're going to get near record highs with a high of 99. Tonight, partly cloudy and 58, and currently it's fair at 73. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
Car buying the way it should be. That's my Phil Long. My price means thousands of new Fords, Saturns, Jeeps, Chryslers.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. Thinking about a summer road trip but not sure if the family wagon can make it? Well, don't worry. Just visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. At CheaperUsedAutos.com, check out over 800 vehicles. Up close and personal. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all right here in Denver. Many under $10,000. Including low-mileage program vehicles, all with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste your running all over town. Chances are they have what you're looking for. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. anywhere.
LASIK is safer and more precise than conventional LASIK. To celebrate our findings and to officially introduce our new safer blade-free procedure, SpeeVac 2020 LASIK is offering $1,000 LASIK savings for the remainder of the summer. Isn't it time you said yes to LASIK at SpeeVac 2020 LASIK? Call us today at 303-C2020 or visit us online at SpeeVac.com.
First Option Lending, the people you call first.
5.5%. Yes, you heard right. 5.5% with an APR as low as 5.9. Now is the time to refinance with First Option Lending. If you have an adjustable rate mortgage coming due, if you have credit cards or other payments you want to go away, if you want to skip your next two mortgage payments and lock in a rate at 5.5%, you need to call First Option Lending today. How can we do it? First Option Lending is not a broker. We approve our own loans. And for a limited time, we can offer 5.5%, perfect or less than perfect credit. Call today, First Option Lending, 303-803-1900.
First Option Lending, the people you call first.
A Tom Martino referral member, 803-1900.
Tonight, NBC is addicted to love. Age of Love. Millions watched. Millions more are talking about it. Tonight, women in their 40s try to win the heart of a 30-year-old tennis star. But six girls in their 20s have another idea. Kittens versus cougars. Age of Love.
Bring it on.
Then, another twist on dating. Science of Love. He picks one date. Science picks the other. Science of Love. After Age of Love. Hosted by Mark Consuelos. Begins at 9, 8 Central. All new NBC Tonight.
Following is a message from Brutus at the National Disaster Search Dog Foundation.
Last October, three buildings collapsed. I was called in to help. Two little kids were missing. I looked everywhere. Then I found them. They were crying. We all were.
Be part of the search. Call 1-888-4K9-HERO or visit searchdogfoundation.org. Made possible by Searchdog USA.
Making progress before you get to work. With Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:40. It's 40 minutes past the hour. Slight chance of thunderstorms. High today, 99. About a 10% chance of thunderstorms. AM 760 Progressive Talk. Now this conversation's kind of morphed into the media, but we were talking about the alarming figure of 41% of Americans answered yes to the question, do you think Saddam Hussein's regime in Iraq was directly involved in planning, financing, or carrying out the terrorist attacks of September 11, 2001? That's actually up 5 points. Further, a majority of people couldn't identify Saudi Arabia as the country of origin of most of the 9/11 hijackers. Even given the question in multiple choice format, 20% answered Iraq, 14% believe the hijackers came from Iran. One line open at 303-713-7600. Let's go to John on a cell phone. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
There's a great article in the New York Times this morning about Rupert Murdoch and News Corp.
Oh, yeah, right.
And anybody interested in the media or certainly in the media needs to read this article. It shows how he operates and how he leans on legislators, i.e. Trent Lott and Newt Gingrich, by giving them big deals to influence legislation concerning concentration of ownership. When that bill was up back in the 90s, oh, well, actually early 2000, I think.
It was 96.
No, was it 96? Okay.
Yeah.
And it's about the money, obviously. I'm sure he's a right winger, but, you know, it's a business. And the guy was brilliant. That he did. He said, hey, I'm going to let the rest of the network squabble over the other 50% of the public, and I'm going to take the right. And so he cut himself out about a nice niche, about 50%. It was brilliant.
Yeah, I know people who work for him, and he is a very, very smart guy.
Yeah, he's got to be the savviest guy in the media business.
And one of the worst things about it is that his competition doesn't have any clue as to what to do.
Oh, I know. You watch the major networks just stumbling around. I mean, it's so obvious, even to, you know, I don't watch the broadcast networks very often, but, I mean, they're just in a loss.
Well, even the other cable networks are lost, too. I mean, CNN has got to be the most lost enterprise on the planet. along with MSNBC, both of them are lost. I mean, they're no... They win every once in a while in certain day parts, but majority-wise, they get beat every single time.
I watch Fox News once in a while, and you know, I try to tune in, see what their rap is. Frankly, I don't find it all that entertaining. I think CNN, especially on any kind of documentary, does a far better job. But then again, I'm not a right winger, so you know that goes according to my taste. But and Dan Rather's remarks are, I think that all fits in here.
Katie Couric?
Well, they're off the mark. He didn't criticize Katie Couric. If you remember the interview he did with Larry King, he said, it's not about Katie. It's about what they'll let her do. He said, she'll be fine. He said, it's what they're going to let her do.
Yeah, he was complaining about the lack of hard news, which, by the way, they're starting to harden that product up.
Yeah, he called it corporatizing the news, which is a pretty good phrase in my view. But, look what happened to this guy for stepping on the wrong toes. Not to drag this out, but if you notice, this segues into your original theme this morning about a 40% of the population thinks that Iraq initiated 9/11. It's just hard to believe, but I guess it's true. But again, you never heard much about Saudi Arabia, did you?
No.
Wonder why that might be. Could it be that because of the Bush family's business connections to Saudi Arabia and the royal family?
Oh, I think it's that, and I also think that we crave what they have, which is oil.
Exactly. Yeah, so it all sort of segues together, doesn't it? And it sort of makes, or at least the administration thought it was a neat package. So, well, we can cover our back and at the same time present this as national security. By the way, on the ratings, hadn't Fox's ratings gone down considerably?
Yes, they are down.
On O'Reilly. Well, again, he took this right-wing tack, and that was wildly successful during the period of ascendancy. But now it looks like maybe it's coming around to bite him.
Well, all of those guys, their ratings are down, and for the first time in some day parts, they get beaten by occasionally by MSNBC and also by CNN.
Well, that's encouraging.
Yeah, it is. It is encouraging. But this poll that Newsweek's got is pretty.
That's pretty discouraging.
That's pretty grim, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Chris, again, I'm a news junkie. So I try to dig in. Why is this? Why are people not informed about this? And I guess it all goes back to what the media is covering. I missed the special on April 25th about buying the war. And
right.
I find that it is on the net. It's on PBS. If you go on there, you can watch the video.
Yeah.
Off of the network. So I'm going to watch it.
Yeah, you should. I saw it, and it'll shake you up.
Yeah, well, that probably tells the story, doesn't it?
Yes, it does, pretty much. Jim,
right.
Or John.
I'll let you go.
John, thanks, man.
Sure. Bye-bye.
All right. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Lee in Denver. Lee, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hi.
How are you?
Okay.
Good. Hey, I have a couple comments. First of all, I want to thank you for being one of those talk radio hosts who do not slam on other shock jocks. Well, you're not a shock jock, but other
talk show hosts?
You know, yes. Who happen to slam on people's personal lives, which has nothing to do with what people are trying to do in their life. And I think that you're very good about that, and you're very humble and nice and considerate in that way, and I think that's a good thing. And it gives you credibility.
Well, thanks.
The other thing that I think is that people, I think, are discouraged by our Congress and our senators and our congressmen and that kind of a thing. And that may be why you don't hear people knowing who their congressman is or who their senator is, because in the past, maybe they did, and nothing's happening. Nothing's working.
Oh, I think there's a large amount of people who are turned off. I'm turned off at various times about it too.
As am I, and I think that's why, you know. And I also feel like I don't know why Air America or the progressive radio movement is not making the popularity that it should be, or it's at least not being reported that way. But frankly, I used to listen to Rush Limbaugh just to get that other side, just to hear, you know, just to hear, because I'm not Republican, but just to hear the other side and maybe be informed. And it's gotten to the point now where any somebody like Bill O'Reilly or Rush Limbaugh, they're more a shock jock than they are a radio informant host, and it's sick.
Well, those guys are into really, and I used to do it too. And there's a part of me that can do it, but they're into getting on the air and making really, really over the top statements.
Right, which are not true, and that's what surprises me in the fact that people actually want to listen to that and believe it. And I'm wondering if it's just our society that likes that shock and doesn't really want. I mean, Randy Rhodes is not a shock jock, but she's out there telling the truth, and people are. I mean, and she's telling the hardcore truth, and she is honest and forward, but she's not saying bad things. She's not saying anything that's not true, and neither are you, and neither are anybody who I've heard on your radio station. And it really bothers me that, for some reason, progressive radio is somehow not more mainstream.
Well, because I think part of it is that if you look at any kind of development in radio, particularly if you look at developments nowadays where the media landscape is a lot more complex than it was, say, 20 years ago, 30 years
right.
ago, even
right.
40 years ago, Rome wasn't built in a day, and it's going to take a while for this to get going, just like very, very conservative talk radio did not take off overnight. And I remember working in it when it didn't have the listenership that it has now. The thing is, to me, the challenge is to me is to find hosts who can get on the air, be compelling, entertaining, and not have to do the following things. Either be extremely over the top and or work dirty.
And that's what you don't do. You don't work dirty.
And if you can find that, then I maintain that you got a gold mine. Lee, I got to go. I got to get traffic. I appreciate the call.
Take care. Thanks, Jay.
Okay. 303-713-7600. We're talking about this Iraq survey and also about the media. 7:51, 51 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And let's check traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Well, of course, we have this closure northbound 225. That's off limits between Parker and Mississippi due to a jackknife tractor-trailer rig. So definitely expect major delays there. Northbound lanes, you're being taken off at Mississippi. You can expect extra congestion along Mississippi itself. Southbound 225, stop-and-go traffic now between Colfax and Mississippi. We have a fire truck blocking the fast lane. Eastbound I-70 still shaking loose between Federal and York from an earlier wreck. We have that stalled vehicle eastbound I-70 as well near Havana. Weather outlook. Today, it'll be a nice day, but a hot one with a high of 99. Tonight, partly cloudy and 58, and tomorrow cooler at 84. Right now, under fair skies, it's 73 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Looks like a perfect day for s'mores. So why not pick up some great tasting Hershey's chocolate bars in the Walmart?
Attention shoppers, there's an orange Chevy HHR in the parking lot that is transforming into a 30-foot tall robot with a missile launcher and an MP3 player jack, and it's battling an evil robot helicopter. Will the owner of the HHR please attend to your vehicle? Damaging the shopping carts. Thank you.
Play the Transformers Rise of the Chevy Autobots game now and help protect the world. Only at Chevy.com/Autobot. Transformers in theaters July 4th.
Hi, this is Ed Schultz with Dr. Blanchett from Front Range Preventive Imaging to talk to you about technology that could help save the life of someone you love. Dr. Blanchett?
Thanks, Ed. Did you know that lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death in both men and women? One-third of cancer deaths are due to lung cancer. 90% of lung cancers are found in people exposed to cigarette smoke. Historically, lung cancer has had a high mortality rate, with only a 5% long-term survival. In a recent study, 31,000 subjects underwent CT lung screening. Those diagnosed with lung cancer by CT screening demonstrated a better than 80% long-term survival. Priced at $245, a CT lung scan is a great value. Ask your doctor if a CT lung scan would be right for you. For more information, call Front Range Preventive Imaging today at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
You have only one heart. Keep it healthy. Insist on an EBT heart scan. Call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN to schedule your EBT heart scan. Or learn more about EBT heart scans as well as lung cancer screening and virtual colonoscopy by visiting our website at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Did you ever hear the expression packed in like sardines? Well, that's what it's like at Ralph Schaumpf Honda, BMW, and Mini. We have so many cars, we can hardly move, new and pre-owned, and more are on the way. Now, this is a win-win for you and for me because if I need to sell them, I have to price them so you want to buy them. Logic is wonderful, isn't it? So if you've recently heard an ad for some dealer having a big sale, you might consider checking us out too because we probably have the car you want at a fabulous price, and there won't be any additional charges or extras you don't want. Just nice, friendly people who want to sell you the car you want with the best service you'll get anywhere. And please excuse me for being gauche, but we all know where our paychecks come from, and we don't want to be unemployed anytime soon. So remember, you have a buddy in the car business, Ralph Schaumpf, close to everywhere, South Broadway at Littleton Boulevard or at Schaumpf.com. Ralph Schaumpf, one price, one promise, one customer at a time. Thanks.
The Blue List is AM760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting local progressive companies like Translations Gallery, Hughes Irrigation, and Computer Superheroes. Go to AM760.net today and learn more about how you can join these progressive companies.
You're listening to The Jay Marvin Show on AM760 Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
Going to be a hot day today. High? Could get up as high as 99. About a 10% chance of thunder showers. AM760 Progressive Talk. Good morning. It's Jay Marvin. Good to be back. Thanks to everybody who filled in for me, Jim Spencer and Aaron Hart and Mario and just everybody who filled in. Certainly appreciate it. Also, thank you to 5820. I won the Reader's Choice for Top of the Town. Apparently people voted for me. I don't understand how that happened, but it did. And thanks to Dan and the people at 5820 for that. We've been talking about the media. We've been talking about this incredible 9/11 poll in which 41% of Americans answered yes to the question, do you think Saddam Hussein's regime was directly involved in the planning, financing, or carrying out of terrorist attacks on September 11th, 2001? That's up to actually 5 points. Further, majority of people couldn't identify Saudi Arabia as the country of origin of most of the 9/11 hijackers, even given the question in multiple choice format. 20% answered Iraq, while 14% believe the hijackers came from Iran. I think it's also fascinating, too, that if you think back to right after 9/11, if you think back to this, our anger was really focused on Afghanistan and Osama bin Laden, who rightly so it should have been, but think about about this for a second. How did Iraq get into this? All right. Coming up. I didn't think there was such a big deal about this. I thought what this guy did was wrong, but I don't think it was that big of a deal. But it turns out that he ends up taking his life over what happened to him. And who's to blame for this? The DA? The media? The death?
Phew, I think I've lost him. Great, lose the bad guys, hit a fence. Better call insurance. 1-800-ESURANCE.
Go.
Hi, Agent Aaron here. I've gotten into a fender bender eluding my pursuers. Don't worry, I wasn't injured.
Well, Special Agent, look on the bright side. At least you got insurance.
True, with insurance, I can report a claim anytime, 24-7, 365 days a year.
And don't forget, at insurance, there's always someone there to help.
With insurance's fast, friendly claims representatives, I'll be back on the road in no time.
That's right, Special Agent. Affordable rates, fast, friendly service, round-the-clock claims handling. That's insurance.
And that's why I always say, if you're on the go, you've got to have insurance.
Save on 24-7 claim service at insurance. Get your auto insurance quote at insurance.com today.
Broker, we approve our own loans. And for a limited time, we can offer 5.5% perfect or less than perfect credit. Call today, First Option Lending, 303-803-1900.
First Option Lending.
A Tom Martino referral member. 803-1900.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Tom Hartman, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Dave Barron. Winds whipped up a Northern California wildfire near Lake Tahoe.
It's heartbreaking. It's a helpless feeling.
Ash fell more than a mile from that fire, and the flames have eaten up 2,500 acres. About 125 homes are among those roughly 165 buildings that have burned. Reporter Charlotte Fadipi is with KOVR-TV.
From time to time, all it looks like is one huge wall of flames that is just thick black smoke and orange clouds hanging over Lake Tahoe.
1,000 people have evacuated now.
Fire is still very much out of control. It's still 5, maybe as much as 10% contained, but at best.
Lieutenant Kevin House is with the El Dorado County Sheriff's Department. They have helicopters and tankers to join that fight. An additional 500 firefighters are coming in as well. Sunni sheikhs were said to be meeting at the Mansour Hotel, and someone got through security in Baghdad. A suicide bomber blew up a device. At least a dozen people died, and 21 others were injured in that hotel lobby. Correspondent Lara Logan.
The hotel has been flooded with police and army, trying to work out what caused this explosion and if there are any secondary bombs that have been laid.
That BBC correspondent captured in Gaza this month, Alan Johnston, was seen on video wearing what he said was an explosives belt. If anyone tries a rescue, Johnston says his kidnappers will set it off. Bobby Cutts, a police officer in Ohio, behind bars, faces two counts of murder when he's arraigned this afternoon. Cutts was picked up after the body of pregnant mom Jessie Davis was found in a national park over the weekend. She had disappeared nearly 2 weeks ago. Nikki Giovasis is one of Cutts' ex-girlfriends.
He had a very controlling side. He terrorized me for almost 10 years.
A former classmate of Cutts, Maisha Farrell, has also been arrested. She's wanted for allegedly obstructing that murder investigation. We don't spend all that we make. A new survey shows Americans gave nearly $300 billion to charity last year. Nearly half of that money went to religious or educational groups. According to history, back in 1922, King George V opened the new tennis courts at Wimbledon. He struck a gong 3 times. A tarp was pulled back, and then the rain started. Some of that history repeated itself today. No gong, no king, but there was rain. The delay lasted for 2 hours and 40 minutes, and now Roger Federer can get busy. He's been thinking about what it's like to be on grass, on center court, playing tennis.
You hear the cheers already, you feel the excitement, and one of the best moments of a tennis player's career.
And Federer's got hopes of winning his fifth straight Wimbledon crown. Wall Street, early trading, Dow up about 21 points. This is CBS News.
Newman, where's Shipley with my cost analysis?
She's homesick, Mr. Fernwell. I'll handle it.
Ooh.
Ooh. Oh, no, were you sick too, sir?
Newman, last time you did the cost analysis, it wasn't pretty. Call Bob from Accountemps.
Oh, I never get to do any of the important stuff.
Okay, you can do payroll.
Yes! What's that?
On second thought, Bob from Accountemps could handle payroll, too.
Bob.
Call Accountemps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Accountemps, a Robert Half Company.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. More hot weather in store today along the Front Range and Eastern Plains, with temperatures reaching toward 100 degrees again. Yesterday, Denver set a new record when the temperature reached the century mark at the airport. Temperatures also will be above normal in the mountains, and the fire danger continues to be elevated up in the high country. The family of that 8-year-old boy killed over the weekend in a hit-and-run accident, still hoping the driver comes forward.
Hope that the person responsible for our son's death and the injuries sustained by his brother Caden will step forward to help ease the grief of our family.
The boy and his brother were in a go-kart in Westminster when a driver rear-ended the cart, then left the scene. The 10-year-old is recovering. And Boulder schools are considering saying goodbye to the tradition of picking one person to be the high school valedictorian. Schools there no longer calculate class rank, leaving each school to decide how to pick the Val. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Still have major problems through Aurora. Northbound 225 closed. Traffic still being taken off there at Mississippi, so expect some major backups there toward Parker. Southbound 225, we did have one lane, at least the fast lane, blocked in that same area. Looks like we have stop and go now all the way back to I-70. Westbound I-70, we have a new two-car crash near Havana to watch out for as well, and one off the highway at Sheridan and 56th. Security wait time at DIA, 25 minutes. Weather outlook today, mostly sunny with a near record high of 99. Tonight, partly cloudy and 58, and currently it's fair and 74. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Looks like a great day to barbecue. So why not head to Walmart's backyard barbecue aisle? It has everything you need for your family cookout all in one place, and all of it at the Walmart price, like refreshing Coca-Cola and Kingsford charcoal. Great barbecues start at Walmart.
The following is a message from Brutus at the National Disaster Search Dog Foundation.
Last October, three buildings collapsed. I was called in to help. Two little kids were missing. I looked everywhere. Then I found them. They were crying. We all were.
Be part of the search. Call 1-888-4K9-HERO or visit SearchDogFoundation.org. Made possible by SearchDog USA.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Morning, 8:06, 6 minutes after 8 a.m. 760, Progressive Talk. Slight chance of thunderstorms. High today, 99. Woo! It's going to be hot. Okay. I've long wanted to ask this question on the radio. This is a dangerous thing to do, too, on Monday morning, because participation on Monday morning is usually at an all-time low. I don't blame you. In the beginning of the week, and you're kind of like, I don't want to really confront anything, and I understand that. And I never followed this and never thought it was that big of a story. What I thought what this guy did was wrong, but I don't think that it was, like, on a scale of 1 to 10, I don't think it anywhere approached a 10. And this happened while I was out of town. The death of Larry Manzanares has raised several, and I'm quoting here from the Rocky Mountain News this morning, sharp ethical questions about the news media and prosecutors for the way the case against the former Denver judge and city attorney was filed and covered. Several friends and colleagues of Manzanares blamed the media in general and the Rocky Mountain News in particular for what they felt was a sensational treatment of the fact that pornography was disclosed on a stolen state court laptop computer found in his possession. Others were critical of Jefferson County District Attorney Scott Story, special prosecutor in the case, for including the pornography allegations in an affidavit filed to support charges of theft, embezzlement, evidence tampering, computer crime, and official misconduct against Manzanares. Manzanares resigned as Denver City Attorney in February after news of the stolen laptop became public. Now, I know you all remember that. He said he bought the computer from a man in a parking lot and did not know it was stolen. The 50-year-old lawyer was found Friday under a bridge near the Highland Canal adjacent to Eisenhower Park, dead of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. According to Denver police, just a few hours before, Manzanares had appeared in court on the charges. Now, I don't know whether this guy, Larry Manzanares, I don't know him. I don't know what kind of guy he is. I don't know any of his friends. We didn't talk about the story extensively here on AM 760. These charges of theft, embezzlement, evidence tampering, and computer crime, and official misconduct, well, they sound serious to me. And being in possession of stolen property, particularly if it's from the city where you work and you're supposed to be in charge of this, okay, to me that's bad. There's no question about it. But really, how bad is it? Here's the thing. I think a lot of the public, I think a lot of you, certainly me to a certain degree, this story really caught our eyes and really caught our ears when it turned out that they had allegedly found pornography on the laptop computer. Now, what kind of pornography it is, I don't know. And I would pray to God, and I don't have any knowledge one way or the other about this, but I would pray to God that it wasn't kiddie porn. But for the sake of this discussion, let's assume that it wasn't. Okay, is pornography all that bad? Now, I worked with a guy once who got busted for having pornography on his computer at the radio station, but here's the thing. He was going to adult websites, and he was doing it in front of two female talk show hosts that he worked with, and they complained on him. And he got in trouble for it. All right, I can understand that. But my feeling here is that if there were allegations of theft, embezzlement, evidence tampering, computer crime, and official misconduct, then people would say, oh, well, that's not right. That's pretty bad. But the minute you have pornography in the story, then people say, oh, well, the guy must have a problem. The guy must have a problem. The guy must have had a problem. And in reality, I don't know that that's the case. If he was found guilty of what they charged him over, then that's one thing. But the guy never even had a trial. Now, let's all be honest here, particularly if you're men. I don't know about women. So if you're a woman and you feel brave enough, you're going to have to tell me. But when it comes to men, I do know this. Okay, how many of us have looked at pornography? Is there any? Okay, yeah, I raised my hand. Reed raises his. All right, is there anybody out there who wants to come forward and say, well, I've never seen pornography in my life? Most of us have seen pornography. How bad is pornography? Okay, you can make a couple of cases about it. You can say that it's degrading to women. You can say that it is pornographic because by the Supreme Court definition, it stimulates your prurient interest but has no redeeming social value, which is how the Supreme Court has looked at obscenity and pornography. But do you look at pornography for redeeming social value? I mean, how bad is it? How bad is really pornography? And why is it that immediately in this case with Larry Manzanares, you throw in pornography on the computer and everybody goes, right? Because in reality, if you're using city property, if you're using a computer belonging to the city, if you're using a computer belonging to the business, the place you work, if you've got baseball statistics on there that are your own private, there for you, that technically would be wrong, right? Because you'd be using your business or taxpayer facilities to go to areas and to look at things that have nothing to do with your job. Okay, now that brings me to the second question. How many of us, and everybody uses computers, okay? How many of us have used computers on our workplace, at our workplace, or maybe a computer that was given to you in conjunction for your job? All right, how many of us have looked at websites that have nothing to do with what we do for a living? Who's going to come forward here and go, not me? How many of us are out there looking at eBay? How many of us are out there looking at Amazon.com? How many of us are looking at BarnesandNobles.com? How many of us are looking at Borders.com? How many of us are looking at Powell's? How many of us are looking up CDs? How many of us are going, well, in my case, to race sites? How many of us are doing that? Okay, wouldn't that technically be against the law? Against the law in the sense of this, okay? You're doing it at work where you're getting paid to do something else and you're looking around on the internet at things that are not related to your job. Against the law because you're employed by the city, the county, or the state. And what are you doing? You're watching an item on eBay. Right? What would your supervisor do if they found that out? How many of you close the screen if the boss walks by? So you've got these two things going on. You've got pornography, and you've also got using the computer for unauthorized activities. How many of you send private email while you're at work? I raise my hand. All right. So did what Larry Manzanares is accused of doing, was it that bad? But you know something? It caused him to kill himself. It destroyed a life. And I'm sure that he was embarrassed. Because what would you think if I got fired from AM760 because they found pornography on my computer here? You would think, Jay's a pervert. But in reality, how many of us are willing to come forward and say, yeah, you know what? I looked at it. I've looked at it. Okay, how many men have it? What's so bad about pornography? Really, what's bad about it? Not in the possession of kids, but in the possession of adults. Not kiddie porn. What's bad about it? And why do people say, well, I don't care really what he did, but wait a minute, he had pornography. Right? Anybody want to rise to this challenge? Or am I going to sit here on this Monday morning and talk to myself about this? Am I the only one who's willing to come forward and go, yeah, you know what? I like naked women. And I look, and I've looked at pornography. Do I dwell on it? No. But I'm not 35 years old. And I'm not 25. And I'm not 40. I'm freaking 54. And after a while, I don't give a damn what you say, you start to slow down a little bit. But at least I'm willing to admit it. Anybody else want to come into this category? Anybody else want to come forward and go, yeah, me too? Or am I the only one? And do you think this guy, Larry Manzanares, was treated unfairly by the Rocky Mountain News and by the media? 303-713-7600, 303-713, not the James Dobson show, 303-713-7600. And by the way, if you want to make a case that pornography is bad, I would love for you to tell me why you think it's bad. Why is it bad? Why is pornography bad? I don't know. Why is it bad? How many of you have had bad things happen because you looked at pornography? And then somebody will call me up and go, well, what about so-and-so? He turned into a rapist. Yeah, but who's to say he wouldn't have anyway?
CheaperUsedAutos.com, where you'll always find the best used car prices. Thinking about hitting the road this summer, but you really want to do it in an SUV? Well, don't worry. Just visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. At CheaperUsedAutos.com, you'll always find an incredible selection of SUVs. All makes and models, foreign and domestic, each one with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are they have the SUV you're looking for. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
Hi, I'm Andy Lindahl for Relax the Back. Did you know that 4 out of 5 adults experience low back pain during their lifetime? If you're one of those adults, you need to do what I did and go into Relax the Back and see for yourself how the latest innovations in office chairs, recliners, mattresses, and pillows can relieve stress and help you feel good all day in every part of your life. Their highly trained associates are dedicated to helping you find the perfect relaxation solution for you. I myself went into Relax the Back and got a Tempur-Pedic mattress that has helped me sleep better and deal with less lower back and shoulder pain throughout the day. Relax the Back also has interactive health and custom crafted office chairs from Lifeform. They will help you keep better posture during the day so you're not causing your back so many problems when you get home at night. At Relax the Back, comfort is their business. Visit one of their 3 Denver area locations in Cherry Creek North, near Park Meadows, and Highlands Ranch. Relax the Back. Feel better, work better, live better. Visit them today at RelaxTheBack.com and come see how good you can feel at Relax the Back.
I urge you to go check it out and find out what Mary and I found out a long, long time ago. I know this bed is the answer for a better night's sleep because each night we enjoy the benefits of a mattress made just for us. When I was away in California, it was killing me. I didn't have my Sleep Number bed. And unlike most other mattresses, Sleep Number beds come with a 20-year limited warranty, 30-night in-home trial. They've been named a Consumer Digest Best Buy and are backed by the Good Housekeeping Seal. So visit a Select Comfort store today and see exactly what I'm talking about. There are Select Comfort stores located in 12 major malls, including Southwest Plaza, Flatiron Crossing, Colorado Mills, Southlands Mall, and the brand new location at the 29th Street Mall.
There's great news about LASIK in Denver. Results from our clinical study on FDA-approved blade-free technology confirmed that our new method of LASIK is safer and more precise than conventional LASIK. To celebrate our findings and to officially introduce our new safer blade-free procedure, Spivak 2020 LASIK is offering $1,000 LASIK savings for the remainder of the summer. Isn't it time you said yes to LASIK at Spivak 2020 LASIK? Call us today at 303-C-2020 or visit us online at Spivak.com.
Tonight, NBC is addicted to love. Age of Love. Millions watched. Millions more are talking about it. Tonight, women in their 40s try to win the heart of a 30-year-old tennis star. But 6 girls in their 20s have another idea. Kittens versus Cougars. Age of Love.
Bring it on.
Then, another twist on dating. Science of Love. He picks one date. Science picks the other. Science of Love. After Age of Love. Hosted by Mark Consuelos. Begins at 9, 8 central. All new NBC Tonight.
The following is a message from Brutus at the National Disaster Search Dog Foundation.
Last October, 3 buildings collapsed. I was called in to help. 2 little kids were missing. I looked everywhere. Then I found them. They were crying. We all were.
Be part of the search. Call 1-888-4K9-HERO or visit SearchDogFoundation.org. Made possible by SearchDog USA.
These people are so full of hatred and so full of bile that everybody's evil.
Honest opinion.
Any war that George Bush chooses is, of course, to liberate the people. But once we're there, those people that we love so much, they become pure evil.
And the truth from Randy Rhodes.
If I have to keep smacking down idiots like that every time I go on TV, they might as well put me on the WWF, because at least it would be pay-per-view and I would get paid.
Weekdays at 4 on AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM 760.net. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 823, 23 minutes after 8, slight chance of thunderstorms. High today, 99. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Supreme Court has ruled in favor of the school, the bong hits for Jesus story. You remember that. And the Supreme Court has also ruled in favor of the administration on the faith-based initiative case. Oh, this country's in huge trouble. All right, we're talking about Larry Manzanares and his death and the fact that they found pornography. The sensational treatment of the fact they found pornography that was discovered on a stolen state court laptop computer. Found in his possession. And I'm asking the question, what's so bad about pornography? And I'm not talking about kiddie porn. 303-713-7600. Be a man, come forward and tell me. And I don't know if you're about women, that you haven't looked at pornography in your lifetime. And did it hurt you? Here's Gail in Arvada. Gail, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. It's just Gail. How are you?
Hey, Gail. How are you?
Good. Did you have a good week with your mom? We missed you last week.
Yeah, but it was tough.
Good. I know. Went through it with my dad, so I know.
Yeah.
And speaking of my dad, I'm 60 years old, so I grew up in the 50s. My father always had a few girly magazines in the bedroom. You know, us kids didn't really know they were there, but we did.
Right.
And my father was married my mother for 65 years. He was a good father, a good husband, worked three jobs to put food on the table for his four kids. I don't see a big deal in this, and I'm a woman.
Yeah, I don't either, but this took this story and made it sensational.
Of course.
Because they had found it. What is the hang-up here with pornography?
Well, it's not the hang-up so much as that sex sells, and that's what they wanted to use. I don't see a big deal with it, never have, and, you know, just kind of the way I feel, so.
Yeah, I do too, but I can't under... Yeah, sex does sell.
Sure.
But... You got to know that there were people out there saying, oh, they're pornography. Oh, the guy must be kind of a pervert, right?
Of course.
So if you look at pornography, are you a pervert? Are you sick?
No, absolutely not. You know, like you said, we're not looking. He wasn't looking at kiddie porn or something that's going to be affecting, you know, a certain part of the society. But you know, I think they just try to make it sound so awful, and it really isn't. So, but like I said, my dad was married to my mom for 65 years. He never strayed. He was a good father, and he was a good husband. And so he had a few girly magazines in the bedroom every now and then.
Yeah, well, he didn't end up becoming an corrupted pervert.
Nope, absolutely not. Far from it.
All right, Gail, thanks.
You're very welcome, Jay. Have a good day today.
Yeah, you too.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to Adam on a cell phone. Adam, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, morning, Jay.
Hey, man, what do you think?
Hey, I totally agree with you. You know, when I first saw that story, I thought, you know, what a dumb, you know, basically.
Yeah, it was
you know
a dumb,
I mean?
It was a it dumb was like, move, right?
Yeah, I mean, it was just like, you know, I mean, I everybody's been at the grocery store and the guy pulls up in the van with the speakers, you know what I mean, and wants to say, and I thought, you know what, it's a pretty lame excuse, you know, obviously you guys screwed up, you know, but I know that once you brought in the element of the whole porn thing, and it's just the mention of it, and you kind of brought it up, and I was thinking the same thing, is that, I heard a lot of people all start talking about how, well, oh, my God, it's porn, there was porn on the computer, and it's like, have you ever looked at porn? Who cares? It's a big deal. It's like, you know, our society is so hung up on, has so many sexual hang-ups on things like that, and you worry about stuff like that. It became a story because it had to do with sex, and if you look around, every time they try to, any kind of story that comes up, they try to somehow put some sort of sexual spin on it in order to make everybody, you know, perk their ears up. And right away they start, and the next thing you know, people are thinking, oh, well, I wonder if it was bad porn or, you know, kiddie porn. And it was just the suggestion of it, you know, puts a different light on it. And I could see where this guy was just like, you know, I mean, as unfortunate as it is, you could see where someone like this figures he couldn't face anybody again, you know.
Yeah, you're right. He was nailed without a trial. And then what ended up happening was he's embarrassed. And everybody's like, and come on, what man hasn't looked at this?
Well, the thing is, is it illegal to have porn on your computer? Not last time I checked, it wasn't. So why does that even have anything to do when that came out and that guy made that revelation, whoever the district attorney was on this case? I couldn't understand what did that add to the charges that they had already? How did that somehow make it, more of a violation? I mean, it didn't. All it did was it was simply done to make it, you know, somehow whoever this was, you know, make it a higher profile thing and make it somebody get more attention. Sell more. I guess not the newspaper, but what was the purpose of this guy making this comment? I could see what the newspaper would report it.
I think I think that's really a legitimate. I think that's a legitimate question. I think it's a real legitimate question. What good, even if he had this information, why release it to the public?
Yeah, what's the point? It didn't make the Chargers, it had nothing to do, he wasn't in trouble because they say, okay, you know what, Mr. Manzanares, you're going to get 6 extra months probation, you had pornography on your computer. Oh, I mean, it had nothing to do with that. It had absolutely nothing to do with the story, except to just satisfy somebody's, you know, I don't know if it's his moral... his moral code, violated his moral code. He steps out there and kind of throws that out. Is that his place to do that? Last time I checked, it wasn't.
Well, I also think that what you're talking about here is pretty interesting. Okay, what would that have done as far as his sentence goes? Would it have made it worse if he were found guilty? But bear in mind, he never got a trial because he killed himself. But would it have increased his sentence? What did it add to the case? This is what I want to know.
I can't think that it had anything. That's not illegal. You know, I mean, is it?
I don't know. Do you know anybody who's ever been?
Unless you get a judge that it violates his moral code, and he, you know, maybe. You know, you got a sentencing range or something, and he gets him hits him up a little higher because, in his mind, you know, that made it more egregious. You know, I mean, and you had judges that have done worse. You know, but I just don't get it. To me, it was just completely uncalled for, and that's to me where the whole thing lies. And not in the newspaper. The newspaper's going to report whatever's there, whatever's said. They're going to report it, whether or not you know you can say, you know, it was in bad taste. They didn't need. But the fact is, that's what they're going to do. They're going to report the story. But to me, what I'd like to know from that gentleman, if you, that'd be a good guy to get on, why did you have Phil out to, you know, reveal to everybody that, oh, there was some porn on the computer?
Yeah, I'd like to know that. I'd really, you know what I need? What I really need to do is I really need to go get a lawyer.
Yeah, that would be good.
You know, and ask him. But who knows if the lawyer I get, he or she, who knows if they've seen even the legal work behind this. But that's interesting, too, about the legality of pornography in the hands of adults over the age of 21. Adam, thanks, man.
Thanks, Jake.
All right, take care. And he has a great point. Is pornography illegal? Is it? And if it is, why? Why is it illegal? I don't know that it is. Because I don't know of anybody who has ever gotten busted for having pornography. Now, you have pornography, you give it to a child. Okay, that's a different situation. That's not kosher. Not kosher at all. But should it be illegal? No. 832, 32 minutes after 8 here. We'll take more of your calls coming up here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Gina now with traffic.
Thanks, Jay. We've got these major problems still in Aurora. Northbound 225, of course, still shut down. We had a jackknife semi-trailer rig, and traffic is being taken off there at Mississippi. We also have a medical emergency on the ramp. This is a separate situation from the northbound 225 ramp to Mississippi. So lots of activity in this area. Traffic, of course, is just backed up really in both directions. Southbound side, you're going to find those delays kicking in all the way back to I-70. So you definitely want to avoid this area. We have a three-car crash southbound 25 at Franklin. That's off on the right shoulder. That's south of the Downing Street Bridge. And still dealing with problems westbound I-70 near Havana. Weather outlook today, expect mostly sunny skies with a near record high of 99. Currently, it's fair and 75. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Finish that bachelor's degree you started years ago. Learn how working adults can complete their degrees at DU, evenings or online. Attend an open house either July 18th or July 31st. UniversityCollege.DU.edu. That's UniversityCollege.DU.edu.
It's the 6th Annual Liberty Run, Walk, and Festival of Rights at Washington Park. There will be activities for all ages, food, beverages, and fun. We're defending our freedom on Independence Day. Proceeds benefiting the ACLU. Find more info on AM760.net.
Hi, Lisa Schomp here, owner of Ralph Schomp Honda BMW Mini. If you're a customer of ours, you know just how strapped for space we are around here. If you're not, take my word for it. But help is on the way. We're breaking ground soon for our new BMW store, and then we'll have more space for Honda and Mini. But in the meantime, we have a lot of inventory, new and pre-owned, we need to move. And we're getting more every day. The more you sell, the more you get. And when you're the number one volume dealer in all the makes you sell, you get the cars. Logic would tell you we have to price our cars to move them. So if you hear some dealers having a big sale, do yourself a favor and check us out too, because we'll probably have the car you want at a great price without any additional charges or unwanted extras. And the service you get from Ralph Schomp is the best you'll get anywhere else. Remember, you've got a buddy in the car business, Ralph Schomp. One price, one promise, one customer at a time. South Broadway at Littleton Boulevard or at Schomp.com. Thanks.
Time to get new patio furniture for our hot summer months. Get over to Freehoff's Patio and Garden Center in Boulder. June is set sale month, which means you'll save money when you buy a table and at least four chairs. And Freehoff's has 20 different lines of patio furniture, not to mention Weber grills, fountains, fire pits, and hammocks. And as always, if you buy it today, they'll have it to your house by tonight. They also deliver all across the state, even to the mountains and to Wyoming and Nebraska. Spelled Freehoff's, pronounced Freehoff's at the Pyramid at 33rd and Arapahoe in Boulder.
Hi, my name is Tom Collins. My show is called The Auto Answer Man. We were going to call it MoveOn.org, but the name was already taken. Sunday morning between 9 and 11, we're going to kick it off. Two glorious hours of cars and car repair on Sunday morning, so get the coffee going and tune in and call in with all of your questions. My guest technicians will be in here, experts on hand, to answer your questions free of charge. The Auto Answer Man Sunday morning. It gets underway at 9 o'clock right here. See ya.
There's great news about LASIK in Denver. Results from our clinical study on FDA-approved blade-free technology confirmed that our new method of LASIK is safer and more precise than conventional LASIK. To celebrate our findings and to officially introduce our new safer blade-free procedure, SpeeVac 2020 LASIK is offering $1,000 LASIK savings for the remainder of the summer. Isn't it time you said yes to LASIK at SpeeVac 2020 LASIK? Call us today at 303-C2020 or visit us online at SpeeVac.com.
Keep your morning moving with me at 10, Tom Hartman. Right now, you've got Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Thank you there, Tom. It's 836, 36 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today, 99, slight chance of thunderstorms. We're talking about the Larry Manzanares case. And the fact that one of the things was that there were allegations of pornography. In an affidavit filed to support charges of theft, embezzlement, evidence tampering, computer crime, and official misconduct against Manzanares. Manzanares committed suicide Friday night. He was 50 years old. And why this whole thing about pornography? As if that, like, sealed his fate. Now, a lot of people are blaming the Rocky Mountain News. A lot of people are blaming the media. A lot of people are blaming the prosecutors. But I maintain that if any of us got caught with pornography, on a company or a state or whatever computer, we would be embarrassed. But why? Because is there a man out there who hasn't at one time or another looked at pornography? And what is so bad about pornography? As long as it's not kiddie porn. .303-713-7600. Let's go to Rick in Denver. Rick, you're on AM 760.
Hi, good morning, Jay.
Hi.
I'm convinced that Larry Manzanari has had some very clever and deadly enemies, and I don't think you'll have to look too far. You can try it down there at 1331 Cherokee. Channel 7 broke the story. I'd like to know where they got their information. I have a good idea.
Oh, somebody probably leaked it to him.
Yeah, and who would that be, can you think?
Somebody inside that office.
You think the police department might have leaked it?
That I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think that they would. They wouldn't be able to see the charges like somebody who worked in the Jefferson County District Attorney's office.
Well, I mean, getting back to the beginning, the story broke in, what, January?
Right.
Yeah. And Channel 7 broke the story. I believe they got the information from the PD. They were probably doing...
Wait a minute. If you say that, though, but how do you know that's true?
I don't know it. I believe it, but I don't know it.
Well, it's dangerous to believe without knowing, but go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they had to get it from somewhere.
Well, why not inside the prosecutor's office? That happens all the time.
It didn't go to the prosecutor until later on, Jay. It went over to Jefferson County after the story broke.
Well, yeah,
right?
but somebody has to issue charges.
Well,
in order to facilitate an arrest.
Okay, but getting back to the beginning, I mean, Manzanari had been a judge, and he was the city attorney. I mean, he was part of the inner circle, a very powerful position, right? Now, ordinarily, you could interpret this. You say, well, listen, Judge, we're looking for this computer. We think maybe you know, you inadvertently took it with you when you left the judge's chambers to assume the duties of the city attorney. Why don't you just bring it back and, you know, we can settle up our accounting that way. I mean, this is done all the time, you know, among the people and the powerful people. You don't drop a criminal charge on someone, you know, but they did. And that's why I say I think he had some very deadly and clever enemies.
Well, I don't know that. I don't know that way one way or the other. But what I do know is that nobody really cared about this story, and it never really got anywhere until this pornography situation came in. Then all of a sudden people were like, oh, he had porn on his computer.
Yeah.
And you know what? What the hell? So what if he did?
Well, this was to stick another nail in his coffin is what it did. And then he got way overcharged by the Jefferson County DA. I mean, basically, we're talking, it's a used laptop computer, right? And what are you going to get for that if you try to sell it? You know, a couple $100? I mean, this is a very, very minor thing.
Well, you're not going to get much in this day and age, that's for sure.
Sure, the technology is moving too fast, you know. You know, a month after you buy something like that, you know, the thing is worth a quarter of what you paid for it, right?
Yeah, so I don't...
I mean, what I'm saying is somebody had it in for Larry Manzanari.
All right, I know you've said that like several times, but I don't know that that's the case.
I don't either.
But what?
I mean, did he make a ruling from when he was a judge that
I don't know
that made somebody angry, or
I don't know.
Was he about to do something in the city attorney's
office
that scared somebody?
I don't know, but I don't know. You should tell me because you're the one who's saying this.
I mean, I'm just speculating, Jay.
I mean, because I don't know.
I mean, I'm not putting myself in a position where I know anything. I'm just speculating.
Well,
but the whole thing sounds very strange to me. It doesn't pass the smell test at all.
See, I don't know if it does or doesn't because, unfortunately, now he's never going to get a trial. I do know one thing, though. He had to have some degree of public embarrassment over what had happened. Then, plus, on top of that, it gets piled up on top of him after the thing comes out about, oh, there was pornography on there.
Yeah, and he was facing these felony counts, you know, and if he got convicted of even one of them, there goes his law ticket. Right?
Yeah.
He can't make a living anymore.
Well, if it had been me, I'll tell you what, three things bother me about this. If it had been me, I would have taken my chances at trial. Number two, what was this computer worth? $600? $700? $500? $300?
If that.
Okay, guy loses his life over it, and why was the pornography thing added on there? And why was that let out to the media?
Yeah, who was responsible for that?
Oh, I'd like to know.
Why don't you look into it? You got contacts.
Well, I'll ask around. Thanks, man. Appreciate the call.
Okay, Jay.
Let's go to John in Brush. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
Well, I tell you, it was a dry week. You guys were off the radio for a couple of days due to a technical, and then you were gone. Last week was horrible, Jay. It's good to have you back.
Well, thanks. You know what happened? The transmitter got hit by lightning. No, I'm serious.
Well, why don't you stop that?
Well, we should ask James Dobson to stop it.
There you go. Hey, I got this thing on pornography. I've done a lot of thinking about that, and I think there's two main problems or two main objections that people come up with. The first one is the kind of religious moral one, and I just don't have time for that one. That's, again, somebody's values, their religious values or their moral values saying, oh, everybody has to live by the same values. And I don't buy that one. The second one that comes up most often is generally from women who are saying, well, we have this image that we now have to live up to. And it seems to me, for the most part, women have a very, very difficult time separating those images out there with the reality. And the only way I can say it is I would love to be driving a classic Jaguar XKE, but I drive a Chevy pickup. And I love my pickup. women feel they have to live up to the image. I think most men, and pornography is generally around a male and female kind of issue. I think most men, as you say, most men look at pornography, but I don't think they expect all the women they see to live up to those images. Anyway, I got playing with this, and I thought, what are the images that men are supposed to live up to? And the first thing that popped to my mind is professional boxing. You and I know that we're not going to step in the ring, take off our shirts, and look like Muhammad Ali or Joe Frazier or anybody else. But those are images that are out there, and why are not men, in a sense, tied up with all of these images, the physical, beautiful, powerful
images? There's Playgirl magazine.
I worked in industry for a while, and this was real physical, physical work. Except that I worked in an office, and I know for a lot of that, it was like, well, what do you know? You work in an office. You don't work out here with us guys, hefting all this stuff around, and we're big physical, we get all dirty, and you don't. And there is some of that comes into play for men as well. So I wanted to kind of throw that out and say, what is it to live up to, somebody else's image? And I think, women have some cases to make, and in some cases they don't.
But I think if you try to live up to somebody else's image, I think you're making a huge mistake.
Yeah, I think the biggest one is that, because Playboy is out there, every woman thinks she's got to be, 38,
but
22, 36.
But you know what, though?
That's stupid.
You think that's true in 2007?
Well, yeah, I still think there is a lot of that kind of resentment that women feel that they are always compared to, Playboys or, Playmates, and that they always have to be that way or they're not going to be attractive or they're not going to be cared for.
Well, I reject that. I don't think that's true.
I do, too. Absolutely. Absolutely.
No, I don't think a lot of women think that way, but I don't know. You could be right. I just don't know, but I would venture to guess in 2007 most women don't think that way.
I think you'd be real surprised, if we did some kind of survey.
Let's see if any women will call us up and talk to us about it.
It would be great. Like I say, I would love to drive an XKE classic Jaguar, but I love my Chevy pickup.
Well, there you go. John, thanks, man.
You betcha.
Okay. All right. I don't know if women feel that they have to or not. Rick, a cell phone. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, man.
Hey, I was listening to another radio station this morning, and the guy who broke the story was talking about how I'm pretty sure he was saying there was kiddie porn, and they were in the process of evaluating whether it was kiddie porn enough to file the charges.
Well, the Rocky Mountain News doesn't carry any quote of it being kiddie porn. And if it turns out to be kiddie porn, then you know what? That's bad. But if it turns out that it's, this guy's attorney, he's quoted in here. He's a Denver lawyer and a friend of Manzanera's. He says, quote, and I think he's right about this, there's not a male over the age of puberty that has not at some point or another gotten into adult videos or that type of thing. I think it's
right.
Really true. I mean, do you know of any men that have never looked at pornography?
No, and I think the whole point is that there was In fact, kitty porn.
Well, wait a minute, though. Stop. Let me caution you about something. You don't have any proof that there was. I don't have any proof that there was. Stop repeating it unless you know it's a fact.
No, I'm telling you what I heard.
Well, I don't care what you heard on the radio. And nobody on the radio station broke the story. Nobody on any radio station. It was Channel 7 that broke it and also the Rocky Mountain News. So they're wrong about that. And also, if you don't know what's on there, don't infer that it was unless you really know.
I agree.
I mean, that's not fair.
No, I agree. On face value, porn in and of itself should not have any merit on the investigation. What I'm saying is I think the reason the guy got continued pressure to the point to where he popped himself is that there was something that was about to boil over in the
Maybe.
Sense that it was kiddie porn.
Well, but
that's speculation.
You
agree.
You know what? Let me tell you something. Look. Maybe you'll end up being right. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Right.
But one of the things that a lot of people in the media do is they throw stuff out there, and they keep doing it.
And they
hope it sticks. And I don't want you to throw it out there without any proof and hope that it sticks. Do you see what I'm saying?
Right. And I'm not trying to throw it out there. I'm saying a guy on AM 630 threw it out there this morning.
Well, I don't care if the person was on AMGOD. Fact is that unless it comes out officially that was the case, then we have to assume, and this is another aspect of this thing that I find interesting, we have to assume that that's not the case, plus we also have to assume that this guy, Manzanares, was not guilty because he never went to trial.
Agreed.
And now, for an item that's worth $400-$500, and a story about quote-unquote porn, the guy's dead. He kills himself. That's pretty tragic.
Well, makes you believe there's something more, no?
Now, what it makes me believe is that there are people in this society who, the minute they hear pornography, they come completely unwrapped and think, oh, he's an evil guy, he's a pervert. And
right,
you know what? And that's not true, because if it was adult pornography, not involving kids, then we got a lot of people living in glass houses who are throwing stones.
I agree. And all day long, if you tell me you're going to persecute me for porn, I'm going to look at you and say, are you crazy? So,
but you know there are people out there who do it.
Right. But that wouldn't defend. If you tried to persecute me for porn or anything of that nature, I would look at you and it wouldn't be enough pressure to make me off myself.
All right,
so,
well, let me ask you this. Suppose you got caught at your job with doing some other things plus having pornography on your computer, and they made that information public because you were going to get charged with a crime, and they used that as quote-unquote supporting evidence. How embarrassed would you be on a scale of 1 to 10?
Extremely, and I think it would be slanderous on their part.
Well, okay, but I mean, look what you're... And you have to admit, there are a lot of people, man, who couldn't face the community with that kind of stuff.
Right.
Regardless of what it is.
Right.
All right, brother. Have a good night. Or good day. I'm sorry.
Bye.
I don't know why I said have a good night. Maybe I'm the one who needs to have a good night. 8:51, 51 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. More of your calls coming up right now. Gina with traffic.
It's a very tough ride for us this morning, and it's really not getting much better as we head out of the peak of the rush hour. Still dealing with crash activity. Two-vehicle injury, Quebec at I-70. We've got problems on southbound 25, south of the Downing Street Bridge, and still stop-and-go conditions along both north and southbound 225 through Aurora. Now, the northbound 225, if you haven't heard, is shut down completely at Mississippi. We have major delays there, of course, all the way back to Parker. Southbound 225 is also affected between I-70.
Get up to Winter Park this summer and experience a thrilling ride down Colorado's longest alpine slide and pedal on over 600 miles of mountain bike trails.
This is Jay Marvin for Icon LASIK Center. You know, I'm always talking about misconceptions that people have in everyday life. One of the biggest misconceptions out there is about LASIK eye surgery. Most folks believe that safe and affordable LASIK can't go together. But like many other misconceptions, it's just not true. If you're doing serious research on LASIK surgery, you'll find out that Icon LASIK doesn't need a gimmick. Icon has been making safe and affordable affordable LASIK a reality for tens of thousands of patients for as little as $4.99 per eye. Icon LASIK Center has been performing safe and affordable procedures since 1999. Let Icon's experienced surgeons answer any questions you have about LASIK. Find out why Icon can do LASIK for as little as $4.99 per eye and why other centers can't do it. Don't fall for gimmicks like vacation giveaways or dollar off sales. Find out the truth yourself. Call today and set up a consultation at 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001, or visit Icon online at icondenver.com. That's I like the letter CON.com.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Let's talk about more. The kind of more you get from a really smart buy, like buying a Hyundai. Starting with the Hyundai Sonata, with more standard safety features than Toyota Camry. Or the Hyundai Santa Fe, deemed more athletic than a Honda Pilot by theCarConnection.com. Or the Azera, with more warranty coverage than any luxury brand. Now let's talk about more money in your pocket. Because right now, you can get more with great deals across the lot. Like the Hyundai Santa Fe lease. It's just $249 a month for 24 months with $1,999 due at signing. So you get more, and you make a smart buy even smarter. But this offer only lasts for a few more days. So visit a Hyundai dealer before July 2nd and get more with the Hyundai Santa Fe lease. Just $249 a month. See dealer for limited warranty details. Includes $0 security deposit. Excludes tax, title, license, and fees. Call 1-800-564-1560 for complete details. 2007 Hyundai Santa Fe GLS. Lessee's option to purchase at lease end price. Negotiated at signing. Except for residents of Kentucky and Wisconsin. Subject to credit, insurance approval, and vehicle availability. Offer in 7207.
Changes at all. In fact, it actually got easier. I just want to say thanks to everyone at No More Mortgage.
No More Mortgage is unlike anything you've ever seen. Cut your mortgage time in less than half without any increase in your payments. No More Mortgage has helped thousands of people for over 10 years. Call now for your free CD, 1-800-353-0926.
No More Mortgage is going to save us over $300,000, and we're going to be paid off early.
You can't help but feel good about that.
Call for your free CD now, 1-800-353-0926, 800-353-0926.
There's great news about LASIK in Denver. Results from our clinical study on FDA-approved blade-free technology confirm that our new method of LASIK is safer and more precise than conventional LASIK and offers patients superior results. To celebrate our findings and to officially introduce our new, safer, blade-free procedure with renowned surgeon Lawrence Spivak, Spivak 2020 LASIK is offering $1,000 LASIK savings for the remainder of the summer. So if you've been waiting for the right time to have LASIK, your wait is over. And with our $1,000 summer savings, LASIK at Spivak 2020 LASIK has never been more affordable. With unsurpassed safety and precision and our $1,000 savings, isn't it time you said yes to LASIK at Spivak 2020 LASIK? Call us today at 303-C-2020 and let us show you a better way to see. That's 303-C-2020 or visit us online at Spivak.com.
You've got the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
56 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin, along with you, we're talking about Larry Manzanares and this whole thing about pornography being added into the charges. I'll be showing up at a school ground nearest you in my trench coat selling it. Want to buy some, kid? And we're not talking, as far as I know, we're not talking about kiddie porn at all. Open phones coming up after 9 o'clock. Let's go to Ellen in Denver. Ellen, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay, I had a professor in college who lost his job over porn on his computer. It was a tragedy.
That's stupid.
Well, let me tell you why it might not be. Long story short, he got in trouble, and he could have sued the police department for entrapment. He was having a phone affair. He's a married man with children, and the woman decided she wanted to end it, so she basically got him trapped with the police's help, but he decided, I have a problem, I need help, I'm going to go into therapy. He'd suffered sexual abuse as a child and had some sex addiction problems, and his wife stayed with him because she loved him. They worked on it together. He kept his job, but then it turned out he had porn on his school computer, a Mennonite university. Whoops! And he was a Bible prof.
Well,
they just figured,
yeah.
Oh, two strikes.
I'm not saying having porn on your computer is a good thing, but I'll tell you what, pornography in general, people act as if they should be embarrassed by it.
We've all done it.
Yeah,
I've done it.
Yeah, you know, I mean, come on. It's like, what? Two things are going to happen. You're going to go blind. Oh, Lord, can I just have to wear glasses?
Harry Palm.
Yeah, or you're going to turn out to be a sex addict. All right, Ellen, thanks. I appreciate it.
HQ, reconnaissance report from the field. I've got something strange here. Better tell the folks at Esurance.
What are you looking at, Special Agent?
It's some kind of robot cutting down trees for all the paper used by other auto insurance companies.
What?
You heard me. Other companies use a lot more paper than Esurance, with easy electronic billing and renewal.
Esurance saves a lot of paper.
Which helps save the environment. Electronic documents also help Esurance keep auto insurance rates reasonable.
So you save some green for your wallet and the environment. But Esurance's electronic documents must help you save time, too.
Definitely. With Esurance, you don't have to wait for anything in the mail. Everything's instant because it's electronic. Once you buy your Esurance policy, you can print your insurance cards anytime.
That's why if you're on the go, you've got to have Esurance.
Roger that. I'll get back to HQ so I can start work to get rid of that paper-eating robot.
Affirmative. Save some green at Esurance. Get your auto insurance quote at Esurance.com today.
Equity without needing a separate home equity loan. The all-new Equity Accelerator. Only from First Option Lending. 303-803-1900. 803-1900.
First Option Lending. The people you call first.
803-1900. A Tom Martino referral member.
Jay Marvin, Tom Hartman, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes, and Rachel Maddow. AM 760, Progressive Talk in High Definition. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Barry Bagnato, live in Washington. The Supreme Court says schools can ban pro-drug messages such as the Bong Hits for Jesus banner unfurled by a Juneau, Alaska high school student. Joseph Frederick claimed he was exercising his free speech rights during a street event just off school grounds. The court disagrees, CBS News chief legal analyst Andrew Cullen.
The lesson here is, if you want to exercise your full free expression rights, get as far away from your high school as you can.
The McCain-Feingold campaign finance reform law has taken a serious hit. The court is allowing unions, corporations, and other groups to run issues ads that mention candidates just before elections. The justices refused to allow ordinary citizens to challenge the Bush administration's faith-based social program initiative. On the losing side, the Freedom From Religion Foundation co-president Annie Laurie Gaylor.
We have a separation of church and state, and what the court has said today is that we have no way to enforce it. So what good is it?
The court also is limiting protections of endangered species under the Clean Water Act. I'm Barry Bagnato, live in Washington. Now here's Nick Young.
Well, it may not have constitutional significance, but there has been great interest in the case of a judge who sued a Washington area dry cleaner for $54 million over his missing pair of pants. Reporter Neil Augenstein of CBS affiliate WTOP says District of Columbia Superior Court judges ruled against Roy Pearson.
The judge says the Chung family, which owns the dry cleaner, in no way attempted to mislead Pearson, and says the cleaners in the past had reimbursed him for lost pants without his proving how much they were worth. The judge says Pearson owes the Chung family for court costs. Later it will be determined whether he has to reimburse them for attorney fees.
In Northern California, fire crews are battling a fast-moving wildfire that's threatening Lake Tahoe. So far, 220 homes have been destroyed. Hundreds of others have been evacuated.
It's huge. This is far and above the biggest disaster that's happened to this community, I don't know, probably in forever.
El Dorado Sheriff's Lieutenant Kevin House says he's hoping for a break from Mother Nature.
The weather itself is supposed to be somewhere in the low to mid-80s. Slight breeze, which is a big improvement over yesterday.
A suicide bomb inside a Baghdad hotel. At least 12 people have been killed. This eyewitness says there was devastation and chaos.
At least 10 corpses were lying down on their chairs and... At least 10 corpses were lying down on their chairs, and the whole roof was collapsed on them, and lots of damages, and people were shouting, and people tried to get out of the injuries outside of the hotel.
The apparent target, a meeting of U.S. officials and Sunni tribal leaders. Another sign of weakness in the housing market, sales of existing homes fell last month to their lowest levels in 4 years, and for the 10th straight month, the median price of a home dropped. Lawrence Yoon is a senior economist for the National Association of Realtors.
Prices are down, but one has to put it into a perspective that it is down only 2% after better than 50% run-up in home prices during the boom.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 101 points. This is CBS News.
All right. Everyone who enjoys the buying a used car experience, raise your hand. Not so. Uncertainty does come to mind. But not if it's a Honda-certified used car. They're well-maintained late-model Hondas. They're given a thorough 150-point inspection and then backed by one of the best warranties in the business. Plus, now you can get low APR financing on all certified used Honda Accord and Pilot models. So relax, because while it may be used, it's still a Honda.
See dealer for financing and limited warranty details.
Alone at last in paradise.
Oh, honey, the kids are in the adjoining room.
Complimentary breakfast.
Oh, stop, the kids.
Kids? Kids stay free.
Oh, honey.
Upgrades.
You're an animal.
Great hotel deals get you all excited? Go to CheapTickets.com and save $50 during our summer hotel sale to nearly anywhere in the world. CheapTickets.com. The less you pay, the better it feels. Save $50 off 3 plus nights on qualifying hotels. Book by 7907. Valid for travel 64 through 9307. Subject to availability. See site for terms and conditions.
Good morning, I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. More hot weather in store today along the Front Range and Eastern Plains. Temperatures once again reaching toward the century mark. Things will also be above normal up in the mountains, and the fire danger continues to be elevated in some parts of the high country. The suicide of former Denver judge and city attorney Larry Manzanares causing a lot of soul searching. Manzanares, who killed himself over the weekend, was accused of stealing a city computer. Legal analyst Scott Robinson among those who feel badly.
I was immediately saddened and, to be frank, beset with guilt for remarking publicly that I thought it was something he would never be able to live down. It's horrible to think that he had despair of that level.
Robinson says it may be wrong to make arrest affidavits public before a suspect is convicted. Somebody's reputation can be destroyed before they've even gone to trial. And don't expect Elvis impersonators or wedding singers, but the cash-strapped U.S. Forest Service will allow weddings this summer in the amphitheater in the Maroon Bells Wilderness. For $150, a couple can rent the small amphitheater for 2 hours, maximum capacity 100. No post-wedding receptions, though, will be allowed. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Well, 225 still struggling to get back to normal from this earlier problem that we had with the jackknife semi northbound 225 at Mississippi. Now, they have reopened those lanes, but traffic is still shaking loose, so expect delays between Parker and Mississippi on the northbound side and between I-70 in Mississippi on your southbound lanes. Also have a two-vehicle crash at Alameda and Monaco. Security wait time at DIA, 35 minutes. Weather outlook today, mostly sunny with a near record.
Hey, back to the show in just a sec. But before that, have you guys heard about this? There's this computer program that literally has newcomers to the internet earning tens of thousands of dollars. See, this program lets you start selling high-profit products on the internet using sites like eBay. Selling stuff like digital cameras and iPod accessories, even plasma TVs. Now, here's the part I think's interesting. You can make all this money selling products that you never have to see or store or pay for. And there's a company that's giving out a CD for free that tells you how to get started with it. The number for the free CD is, it's here. It's 1-800-322-7127. Looks like your computer does the work while you basically collect the money. Seems like an easy way to run a business out of your house. Anyway, to get the free CD, you call Internet Speedway at 1-800-322-7127. 1-800-322-7127.
You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM760.net. Jay Marvin in the morning on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
370-600, anything you want to talk about, anything you want to go to. Supreme Court has ruled against a former high school student today in the bong hit for Jesus banner case, a split decision that limits students' free speech rights. Joseph Frederick was 18 when he unveiled a 14-foot paper sign on a public sidewalk outside his Juneau, Alaska high school back in 2002. And you might remember we talked about this case. Principal Deborah Morris confiscated it and suspended Frederick. He sued, taking his case all the way to the nation's highest court. The justices ruled 6-3 that Frederick's free speech rights were not violated by his suspension over what the majority of written opinion called a sophomoric banner. This is your Supreme Court. Unbelievable. It was reasonable for the principal to conclude that the banner promoted illegal drug use and that failing to act would send a powerful message to students in her charge, Chief Justice John Roberts wrote. Thank you to those Democrats who voted for John Roberts, too, by the way. He wrote for the court's majority. Roberts added that while the court has limited student free speech rights in the past, young people do not give up all of their First Amendment rights when they enter school. At issue was the discretion schools should be allowed to limit the message that appear to advocate illegal drug use. Bong, as noted in the appeal filed with the justices, is a slang term for drug paraphernalia. It was completely disruptive of the message of the theme that the school wanted to promote, says Justice Anthony Kennedy, in support of the school, observing during the arguments. Judge David Souter also expressed concern. It's political speech, it seems to me, he said. I don't see what it disrupts unless the disruption simply means any statement or disagreement with the position officially adopted by the school. That's sad. That's a sad decision by the courts. And also, ruled, the Supreme Court also ruled in favor of the administration in the faith-based initiative. So, there you go. Okay, anything you want to talk about is okay with me. Let's go to J.J. in Greeley. J.J., you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you today, sir?
Hey, man, I'm doing good. What about yourself?
I'm hanging in there. I'm calling because I've been hearing the last couple of days. I was working yesterday, so I was in the truck, and I heard just hours of the Larry Manzanares deal. And the one thing that I seem to not be able to deal with is that there's no personal responsibility in this matter. And people are being so quick to jump and point fingers already. Either it's the media. I read a quote in the paper yesterday that this is a bad time to be a Mexican in trouble in Denver. And to me, I think his accomplishment as an individual, the things that he did with going to Harvard and coming back here and being successful and ascending the judicial ladder the way he did, is all very, very, very great things that were accomplished by the man. But for me, the way the story came down and the timeline of the thing, you know, initially his response that he bought it from a guy out in the parking lot, and then he stuck with that story till the end. But just after Jefferson County came in and did the investigation, I don't think that they would have put these three felonies on him just because somebody had a political vendetta against the guy or something.
Well, yeah, but prosecutions, just like defense attorneys, just like anything else in the world, they go overboard. They make mistakes all the time. Look at the Larry Nifong case at Duke with the.
Absolutely, Jay. I agree, and I've been on the wrong end of a couple of them. I've faced some serious felonies before, so I totally agree.
The key here is that you got to get a trial, but this guy apparently, I mean. Geez, he kills himself at 50, and
with
you know,
children,
and maybe you know, maybe what should be done is maybe charges should not, or arrest affidavits or whatever. Maybe they should not be given. Maybe they should not be turned over to the public until a person goes to trial.
I agree with you completely, Jay, because I think that it puts people into a light of guilt right away. But the point of my call that I want to make is that I don't think innocent people commit suicide. I think innocent people defend their honor, and I think innocent people fight to prove their innocence. The tragedy of the thing is the suicide, obviously. There was some kind of better way. I mean, he could have took the route every other person in a position of authority, so to speak, takes nowadays, it seems to be. He could have came out with the alcohol. I need rehab.
Yeah, but a lot of people don't do that. A lot of people do commit suicide. A lot of people don't have that strength of character, don't have that strength emotionally to be able to slog through that. And then there's others in the world who get charged with all kinds of things and have no shame. And they just don't care.
Do you think innocent people commit suicide,
Jake? Yes, I think they frequently do.
Wow, I would disagree with you on that.
Now, give me an example of somebody. I mean, I can give you examples of people who have killed themselves, and then later it turns out to be that the evidence exonerates them, but they're already gone.
I'll agree with you because I know you tell the truth, so I don't feel that way.
Well, here's what you got to keep in mind. Here's what you got to keep in mind. Okay, think about this. Have you ever tried to commit suicide?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you think that committing suicide is a rational act?
No, not at all.
Okay. Well, you and I both have tried. Okay. Now, when you're at that point, whether you're innocent, guilty, or whatever the story is, real or imagined crimes even, you're not mentally healthy, man. You're not at a point where you can think things through rationally. So why would that shock you that somebody who necessarily could be found innocent in a court of law would kill themselves?
When I tried to commit suicide, I was dealing with being raped as a child and all kinds of various abuses. Well, I want to say that it's completely different than somebody taking their life under charges, facing something completely different.
But whatever the reasons are, what I'm saying to you is that the idea that you take your own life, regardless of what the reasons are that you would do it, is not something that somebody who is thinking rationally would do.
I can't agree with that.
Well, what do you mean you can't agree with that?
Well, because I would say suicide is justified in one instance, and that is when somebody is so sick and in so much pain, and they've decided that they don't want to deal with the pain and stuff that they're going through. Now, I'm talking physical sickness pain. I'm not talking emotional.
But that's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is the idea that somebody goes and decides that their problems in life are so great that the only way out is that they kill themselves. There was a story last Friday, maybe it might have been Thursday, in the Orange County Register about a young girl, she had to be 17, who got into one of these chat rooms with an older guy. The guy was like 27. And they had an affair. And he ended it. He dumped her. And she hung herself. Now, do you think that's a rational act?
Absolutely not.
All right. Then what would you call committing suicide? Would you call it rational or irrational?
No, aside from the one situation that I stated, it's absolutely irrational. Absolutely.
Okay,
I'll agree with you.
Then what Larry Manzanares did, do you think what he did was rational or irrational?
Absolutely not rational.
Okay, and that's why when you take a yardstick of logic and you apply it to it and you say most people who are innocent would fight, listen, most people who are innocent who are even guilty would fight. But you always come across those people who take irrational measures, and suicide is one of them, under pressure.
That's why I listen to you, Jay Marvin. I love you, man.
what's that got to do with it?
Because your logic is just, you know, I like your logic and the way you look at things. And that's what I wasn't looking at it that way. And I hadn't heard anybody else looking at it that way. And to me, it kind of softens the way I was looking at it, because I was pretty hardline on it. I think that ultimately he became his own judge, his own jury, and his own executioner.
Oh, yeah.
And he did that, and granted, I don't think he was being logical. I don't think he was being rational.
Well, most of us are our own judge and jury in a lot of cases. In a lot of cases, we're not rational. In a lot of cases, we're not correct in what we assume. And that's one of the reasons why mental health is so important, and that's one of the reasons why therapy is so important. And I think one of the questions that has to be asked, or would at least be asked by Larry Manzanares' family, is did they know he was thinking about this? Well, a lot of times they don't, you know, people who commit suicide don't say it. But and often before it happens, they appear to be happy before it happens. But do they know what's going on? No, they don't know what's going on. And that's the whole tragedy of it, because a lot of people can't spot the signs of it. All right, JJ, take care, man.
You have a good day, J. Marvin.
All right, we'll see you. 303-713-7600, and it's open phones. Anything you want to talk about? Here's Sherry on a cell phone. Sherry, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hi, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good.
How was your trip? Did it come out all right?
Yeah, but it was tough.
I bet it was. That's a real hard thing to deal with. Actually, any parent getting older is hard to deal with.
Yeah,
you really
was.
can't do anything about it. I mean, except just do things that you think might help.
You're right.
I've got two things. I called Thursday, and I put a sticker on my car. I got one.
Oh, good for you.
You were saying Overman. I mean, Obama. I was trying to get in. John told me to call you today. I have two things to say. And I got, I put it on, and I didn't feel anybody was looking at me or anything, but I was trying to get in on I-70, and a man wouldn't let me in, and I thought, you know, that's really odd. He had enough room. And he passed me, and he turned and looked at me, and I thought, you know, that is odd. And I looked at a side window, and there was an American flag.
Well.
Isn't that cute?
Yeah, it's sad. Isn't it too bad he has the flag, so on that point he has the right idea. Too bad he doesn't understand what it stands for.
No, it doesn't. And the gentleman who just called, I really think that when you are about to commit suicide, you are not logical. There is no logic. Maybe in your mind you feel it's logical. And I think it's a very... I know someone that did commit suicide and did succeed and could not find... was not strong enough to deal with their problems. And so this was the way out.
Yeah.
And I don't feel it is logical, and I think people do need help. And a lot of times they won't admit it. And even when they are on drugs to help them... they get off of them. Actually, two of my brothers are on some drugs to help them. And then they feel that everything's all right, so they stop taking the drug. And
they're
back at square one.
That's kind of a weird cycle, which I've never totally understood either. That I know lots of people who do the same thing, that they take the drugs, like the mood elevator or whatever the case may be that they're taking, then things get better. Then they lay off, then things get worse, and then they can't figure out why it is that things have gotten worse.
Yeah, I don't understand it, because you would take a drug for high blood pressure. You would take a drug for diabetes. You actually would take a drug for anything and stay on it. If a doctor said to you, now you've got to stay on this, and you will. But on that, they just seem to, I could never, ever understand it, because there is a cycle that goes with that. And people just don't, it's not logical. I mean, and the situation and the disease is not logical. It's something that's wrong, and people, I suppose, because of our society, just don't want to admit it.
I've often wondered about that. I've often wondered about what it is that keeps that to be such a taboo.
I really do think that people, you know, when you hear... that someone has mental illness, people sort of shy away from you, or you feel that they do, or you feel you're not good enough, or you're not strong enough, or you're not 100 things. And I remember saying to my husband, you know, I don't just understand, you know, the depression. And Jim said, you know, people get into a depression, nothing can get them out. They cannot logically, mentally, physically get out of that. And you don't understand it because you're not in that situation.
I don't believe that, though. I believe you can get out of it. I mean, I've been pretty desperate. I've been hospitalized twice and able to find my way out.
But you've also been helped by a doctor. That's what I'm saying. And a lot of people don't understand that you need the help of a physician. And you might need medication to help you.
Yeah, a lot of people, you're right about that. A lot of people are scared of it. And then, of course, we have also have the ongoing health insurance issue in this country as well. Sherry?
Oh, we have a problem? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm being sarcastic.
I know it.
Okay,
Sherry,
thanks a lot, Jay.
Appreciate it. Thanks
Bye-bye.
So much. 303-713-7600 open phones. Anything you want to talk about. I've never understood that about people that either they won't seek the help of a physician, they won't do anything about their situation, or they're so... At the end of the line, they feel like they can't do anything about their situation, but you can always, always, always find your way out. I'm living proof of that because I've been down there. I mean, low. There's always, anytime the sun comes up, there's a shot to hit the ball out of the park. Thing is, you just got to keep that in mind and you got to hang on to it. Even when things seem overwhelming. But we don't deal with...
Hi, I'm Andy Lindahl for Relax the Back. Did you know that 4 out of 5 adults experience low back pain during their lifetime? If you're one of those adults, you need to do what I did and go into Relax the Back and see for yourself how the latest innovations in office chairs, recliners, mattresses, and pillows can relieve stress and help you feel good all day in every part of your life. Their highly trained associates are dedicated to helping you find the perfect relaxation solution for you. I myself went into Relax the Back and got a Tempur-Pedic mattress that has helped me sleep better and deal with less lower back and shoulder pain throughout the day. Relax the Back also has interactive health and custom crafted office chairs from Lifeform. They will help you keep better posture during the day so you're not causing your back so many problems when you get home at night. At Relax the Back, comfort is their business. Visit one of their 3 Denver area locations in Cherry Creek North, near Park Meadows, and Highlands Ranch. Relax the Back. Feel better, work better, live better. Visit them today at RelaxTheBack.com and come see how good you can feel at Relax the Back.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-430-8122 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-430-8122. 1-800-430-8122.
And you'll tell 3 or 4 friends, and they'll go to Rockies. You can't believe how much business Rockies gets from simple word of mouth. Selection, they've got it. Check it out on their website. RockiesAutos.com. Pre-qualify for a car loan and speed up the process, too. And they're open convenient hours, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. And if you come a little bit after 9, they'll take care of you and things will be fine. Rockies Autos. Can't say enough about them. Mary and I have bought a number of cars there, and we continue to keep going back. We continue to send friends and family, and there's a reason for that. And the reason is because Rockies Autos tries very, very hard. And don't forget, ask about their matching down incentive. Their matching down incentive, which will lower your car payment. Rockies Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Hi, this is Ed Schultz with Dr. Blanchett from Front Range Preventive Imaging to talk to you about technology that could help save the life of someone you love. Dr. Blanchett?
Thanks, Ed. Did you know that lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death in both men and women? One-third of cancer deaths are due to lung cancer. 90% of lung cancers are found in people exposed to cigarette smoke. Historically, lung cancer has had a high mortality rate, with only a 5% long-term survival. In a recent study, 31,000 subjects underwent CT lung screening. Those diagnosed with lung cancer by CT screening demonstrated a better than 80% long-term survival. Priced at $245, a CT lung scan is a great value. Ask your doctor if a CT lung scan would be right for you. For more information, call Front Range Preventive Imaging today at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Right now, Jay Marvin in your car. After the show, Jay Marvin on your computer. Listen to the whole show on AM760.net.
Yes, punish yourself if you must. 9:27, 27 minutes after 9 here on AM760, a progressive talk. High today, 99. Going to be hot. And about a 10% chance of a thunderstorm. Here's a pretty interesting email from AM760.net. This refers to last hour's topic about pornography. By the way, it's open phones, 303-713-7600. Anything you want to talk about is fine. This is from Pat. It says, as a woman who has been raped, I liken porn to gambling. The majority of people who can have fun gambling, but there's a small minority that become obsessed, and there's a still smaller group that have their lives and their families ruined by gambling. Porn can also be a slippery slope. And so I sent Pat an email back. I said, well, what do you want to do? Do you want to outlaw it? What about those folks out there who can handle it? See, I maintain that if you get into trouble with gambling, or you get into trouble with pornography, or drinking, or virtually anything else, and feel free to call me on this, but I feel like there's some other underlying problem going on there. I feel like there's something else happening. And that if it wouldn't be gambling or drinking or pornography or whatever the case may be, it would be something else. And that we need to really, really, very, very hard in this society resist the temptation to turn around and outlaw things. Because to me, that doesn't solve the problem. But what it does do is it restricts personal freedom. And I think there's some personal freedom that shouldn't be restricted. I believe in people's right to own firearms. I believe in the idea that if you want to go gamble, go gamble. I think gambling should be legal, and not just in Black Hawk and Central City. One of the things that really bugs me is no poker or gambling on the Internet. Because as one senator said, well, it'll bring it right into the home. Well, a lot of things can come right into the home. Hey, check this out. You can eat yourself to death. Carol on a cell phone. Carol, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. I was calling about one of your callers that was talking about people that they won't take their medicine for mental illness or whatever, and if you have other illnesses, you do take your medicines. I happen to be a diabetic, and I do take my insulin, but there are some times, and I feel I'm a logical person, and I understand, there are some times that you just get so sick and tired of taking a medicine. And if I kind of get off my schedule and I miss my morning, for whatever reason I forget it, I'll think, well, I'll just go ahead and take my evening shot. And I know that isn't good for me, but I feel I'm logical. It's just once in a while it will hit you like that, and you are so sick and tired.
Well, I think everybody has a need to rebel against their circumstances, and I think everybody has that feeling about being sick and tired. As long as you're willing to be aware of the fact that if you don't follow through, then you pay for it later.
Well, you do, but, you know, she just didn't understand that. And until you're in that boat, it's kind of hard to judge someone else why or why not.
But you know what, though? In her defense, I've been in that boat, and I am in that boat because I take Lexapro. And I've struggled with depression all my life. But I know of people who will not help themselves. They will not take the medication when it's prescribed for them. They will not go to talking therapy. They will not go to any kind of a doctor. And then they can't figure out why things are the way they are.
Yeah, and they go off the deep end.
Yeah, and it's like, hello?
Yeah. I understand that.
So what do you do about people like that? I mean, how are you supposed to... I mean, I have compassion for them, but there's also a part of me that has a lot of frustration about it, too.
Well, I guess I'm one of these people, it's like everything else. At a certain point, you take responsibility for yourself. You go in a bar and you drink, and the bartender's the one at fault because he's serving you, you know, when something happens and people want to sue. I think we have a tendency in this country to want someone else to take that responsibility for us. And if we don't want to take that responsibility, then we pay the consequences.
Okay. I think generally you're right, except one thing, one situation I'd like to run by you. How about if somebody's in a bar and they're inebriated, and they're obviously inebriated, and the bartender goes ahead and serves them anyway?
Okay. I do feel at that point it's the responsibility of the bartender. He sees that person is beyond control of himself to cut them off. But what I'm saying is, like, I read this article about these kids that went in with a someone else's card. They got some beer or whatever drink, and they had an automobile accident. Now the parents are suing the bartender or the clerk because they sold it. If that clerk saw the ID and he assumed it was them, I mean, should he really be held responsible? I mean, I know they're kids, and they know better. But at some point, teenagers and adults take responsibility for themselves.
No, I don't think he should be held responsible if he checked things out to the best of his ability and followed the law.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, I really believe this. Life is a matter of balance. And you go too far one way or too far the other, you're going to get yourself into trouble. And
that's
so
right.
Most of the time, the planets have to align. And people have to be, well, all right, let me put it this way. Every once in a while, the planets don't align, and people get into tough situations, and then bad things happen. But as long as everybody tries to do the best they possibly can, and they live within the limit of the law, and they don't try to screw anybody over, then, yeah, I find a fault, assignment of blame to be really tough.
Yeah, it is. But thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it. It's the first time I've ever called in, and I certainly enjoy your show.
Well, thanks, Carol, and you're welcome anytime.
Okay, bye.
Bye. It's 9:35, 35 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Watch this. We'll get Gina's reaction to this. Gina, are you ready?
What's that, Jay?
Do you think pornography should be illegal?
Oh, let's not go there.
You don't want to confront that.
No.
As long as it's not kiddie porn. You can find it distasteful. I find a lot of things distasteful in life. But the question is, all right, how about gambling? You think gambling should be illegal?
No.
No, I don't either. Why is it illegal? Because you always hear this about gambling abuse. But what about the majority of us who don't have that problem?
I think if it's readily accessible, though, a lot more people are going to have a problem. So I wouldn't want it on every street corner.
But yeah,
gambling.
But you have the right to turn around and say no.
Well, apparently a lot of people don't have the capacity to do that.
Well, yeah, but do you think the majority don't have the capacity, or do you think that it's a minority? See, I think it would be a minority. Because there's a lot of people running around that gambling doesn't appeal to them in the slightest. Like, when I worked in Chicago, there was a paramutual place right across the street there on State Street. You know how many in all the years I worked there, you know how many times I went in there? Twice. And I like horse racing, but I went in there twice. But basically, if I'm not at the track, I'm bored by it. And I didn't feel any great lure to, like, go over there and spend my paycheck.
Yeah, but you had to walk across the street. I mean, I think if there's a slot machine, you know,
what,
in every
business?
Yeah, in every lobby, in every airport, I think that's a problem.
Well, that'd be along the same lines, though, that there's bad fast food at every airport, and we know that fast food is bad for you. So, should we outlaw that because people are limited because people are going to get you know, they're going to go stuff themselves with burritos or whatever the case may be.
I don't think it's the same thing, though.
Well, see, I just think you got to, at some point, okay, if you have a sickness, you have to confront it, and you have to draw the line of your own behavior.
Well, I would agree with that for the most part.
Ah, well, maybe I'm 100% wrong. 9:38, 30 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Speaking of behavior, how's traffic behaved?
We're still struggling. 225 across Aurora. We had that earlier closure of the northbound lanes and Mississippi, and they opened it, and now it looks like traffic's still being taken off there. So we have major stop and go now along that northbound side of 225. You just want to stay off of it completely. Southbound 225, we had a similar situation, just all of the curiosity slowing. So just a bad situation right now on 225, either direction across Aurora. We have a three-car crash southbound I-25 near Spear. Of course, that's right in your downtown area. Weather outlook today, expect mostly sunny skies with a near record high of 99. Tonight, partly cloudy and 58. Currently, it's fair and 83. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Buy your next vehicle your way at My Phil Long. My peace of mind means every new and pre-owned purchase includes no
cheaperusedautos.com, where you'll always find the best used car prices. Summer's here, and there's no better time to drive with the top down.
Don't have a convertible?
No worries. Just visit cheaperusedautos.com. At cheaperusedautos.com, you'll find an incredible selection of topless models. You know, convertibles, foreign and domestic. Some real beauties, each one with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are they have what you're looking for.
It's easy.
Check them out. Cheaperusedautos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine. Maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression. Maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope. Maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off. And that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself. Please call right now and let me send you a powerful free tape that could change your life.
Call now and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter retractable awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter retractable awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry!
All right. But now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry.
Call now and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-322-1437 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-322-1437. 1-800-322-1437.
Join these progressive companies.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4. Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
So all I need is an empowerment coach. 9:41, 41 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today, 99. Slight chance of thunderstorms. High today, slight chance of thunderstorms, 10%. I'll get it straight here sooner or later. It's open phones, 303-713-7600. This is from Sharon. Hi, Jay. Larry Manzanares taking his own life makes me very sad, and it really makes me angry. Again, the Rocky Mountain News is acting as judge and jury. What fascists they are at that organization. The media went into a feeding frenzy over something that should have been a two-sentence blurb on the back page. Those involved should be very ashamed of their actions and need to take responsibility for taking a nothing story and a petty crime and compounding it in such a manner. Previously, a good man with a stellar career was ruined. The Rocky is too busy with nonsense instead of reporting the real news about Iraq and other things. And we were talking about the media early. Earlier in the show. I don't think there's anybody out there who's satisfied with the media. I know most people I know aren't. All right, here's Brian. Brian, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hi, Brian.
I was just wanting to make a comment on the gambling issue.
Sure.
When I lived in Junction, they used to have for a little while, it's not there, I don't think it's there anymore, a place to bet on, I think it was horse races. And in Commerce City, they had the dog track and things like that. It seems like they targeted the poor more than they did just compulsive gamblers. It's like they kind of padded the option. That was my impression.
Well, a lot of people who are members of the working poor are the ones who are involved in the gambling. That's very, very true.
But it also seems like a decision where other businesses would not go that are high money makers. Maybe the gambling might be tempted to go for that reason as well. But then you get into, but that's not talking casino gambling necessarily either. Where there's not necessarily talking about the Vegases or out here the Blackhawks, more the races, things that would be like a lot of on every corner. But I was wondering if it's business practices not making it illegal altogether.
Yeah, but if you turn around and said, okay, you can't. Okay, we know you're out there, and we know you're picking the pockets of the poor, so therefore you can't stay in business. I mean, at some point, those people who fall into that category of lower middle class working poor, they've also got to make a decision for themselves, unless it's some kind of a sickness. They have to make a decision for themselves that they got to stay out of there, too.
Well, so there are some things that even now, having had the, people will use examples like Prohibition and the disaster that was, but it's still somewhat regulated, and casinos start serving those. They'll start coming around with those martinis and other things at 8 in the morning.
Well, yeah, but I mean, what are you going to do? Are you going to say to people, "All right, let me see your W-2, let me see a credit app, let me see an earned income statement, and you have to be able to make such and such money in order to get in here"?
Well, I think that when it comes to some of the other things that they do. How many businesses of that size, like in the hotel, have no clocks anywhere on the floor, so you're not quite sure how early you've begun drinking?
So, you know what? Wear a wristwatch. I mean, come on. At some point, you have to be an adult. We're not dealing with 16-year-olds here.
Well, then, just based on the success of those businesses, wouldn't that indicate the vast majority of people aren't?
No, because I know a lot of people who go to places like Las Vegas, and they don't gamble.
Right, but when you look at the business model, the size of the gamble they take themselves, they rely upon, and then what they do.
All right, but what are you advocating here? What exactly are you advocating?
I'm just pointing it out. I thought it would be interesting to add to the conversation, and I just knew those things to bring up.
No, I know those things go on, but at some point, okay, it's like anything else in life. You have to come to the realization that either through professional help or otherwise, you have to come to the realization that, you know what, there are some things you shouldn't be doing, and that's not for you, But should you then be allowed to turn around and penalize the rest of the public because of it? See what I'm saying?
Well, also there's a question of whether or not cities, other things, other revenue places that would be more or less likely to let in, let's say the dog tracks, et cetera, since it does seem to, if it does actually target the poor, that when there's government controls on whether you gamble, but they let you gamble, perhaps making it illegal is more unfair because it's also rigged towards not really being totally illegal, just illegal for everybody but the government. It seems more like a racket to me. I'm just bringing up things in the conversation.
I hear you. I just think the biggest thing is, you know what? It should be legal. It should be accessible. And if you can't handle it, then you should have to confront the problem. And
but isn't it reminiscent of holding out hope, just like some people participate in usury? We'll get you the loan. We know you can't afford it, but we'll be able to drain you for years and years.
No, I don't think it's the same thing. I don't think it's the same thing.
You don't think they're taking advantage of people who don't feel they have any choices anyway? So why not buy a lotto ticket and see what happens?
No, I gamble. I believe I have choices.
Right, but if you're not in that position, you're not making that decision from the same point of view, so your model doesn't work.
All right, but the problem with that is how far do you want to wrap everybody in gauze? To the point where it smothers them?
No, I'm just noticing a similarity.
Well, they're
people who could do better.
But you know what?
It's more questionable why they would make such a choice.
No, excuse me. There is no similarity. The only way to get around your problem is to either give people an IQ test or give them an addiction test or ask them to submit a financial statement.
Aside, Jay. It's not my problem. I was just raising some things. That's all. I just thought it was...
Well, and I'm answering you. Isn't that what you want?
Your problem. You don't... I mean, I've heard you throw people off the air talking about immigration when they start to decide what your problem is. And that's your show, but I'm just noting it. And I'll let you go because I thought it was interesting, but I don't think it's a constructive anymore.
Well, then you got to do what you got to do, and I'll see you later. Okay? And, you know, calling up and being the devil's advocate works, but it only works for a certain amount of time, and then doesn't go any farther. Mark, on a cell phone, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yes. Jay, this is Mark, first-time caller.
Oh, welcome.
How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Hey, I have a question. I am a semi-conservative, and I was just curious why the left always bashes the Republican Party, and I don't, you know, what's the incentive for me to vote for the left when all you guys... all the liberal networks just do is bash the Republican Party. I mean, why should I vote for the Democrats or the Republicans?
Well, I think you have to make up that decision for yourself, but I think that there's a fine line involved in that, and the fine line is either you keep quiet or you say something, and at the current time, the reason that the Republican Party is getting bashed by a lot of people is because for 6 years... while the current leadership has sat at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, there has been little or no oversight, and many people, including people who are uncommitted, people who are sitting in the middle, and also people who are sitting on the left, many of those folks are frustrated, angry, and upset at the fact that they believe that the country is way off course. So I don't think people on the left or liberals bash conservatives or the Republican Party any more than conservatives and Republicans, particularly talk show hosts, bash people on the left.
Well, do you think they do it as entertainment? I mean, obviously you have a choice to listen to them, but, I mean, it's just interesting because I don't know what to think about it, you know, because when I watch the news, it's just everything, there's never any Republican side. It's always towards...
Well, maybe you're watching, if you want the Republican side, then you should watch Fox. They get it on a consistent basis.
Well, I don't have cable, so...
Oh, well, in that case, I can't. See, I don't know because I don't watch the broadcast networks, but let me put it to you this way. Here's my suggestion for you, okay? Don't believe or listen to anything I tell you. Don't believe or listen to anything that the other side tells you. Don't believe or listen to anything that anybody tells you. If you have questions about it, go find it out yourself.
Right. Okay. And then the next question was on the war in Iraq. With Cindy Sheehan, would you agree that even though she's protesting, it's not her fault that we're in Iraq? I mean, her son chose to be in the war. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. However, her son did not choose, like the rest of the United States did not choose to, what? number one, be lied to about the reason we're there, and number two, there are a lot of National Guards people who are there, and that's not what they signed up for. Is the National Guard for the defense of the country or the defense of the state in which they're assigned to?
It's the defense of the state in which they were assigned to.
All right,
to.
So in other words, if I signed up to be in Iraq, and now, no, if I signed up to be part of the National Guard believing that I was going to fight forest fires in the Rocky Mountains and help with flood relief in Louisiana, and now I'm being shot at Baghdad, whose fault's that?
Well, it wouldn't you say it's everybody's fault?
No.
I'm curious.
No, I would not say it's everybody's fault because I didn't vote for the leadership of the country, and plus a lot of us were against the war. No, I think what you have to do is you have to open up your head and look at the situation, and for whatever part you may have in that, you need to accept assignment of blame for that, and whatever part doesn't fit you, don't accept it. But because she comes forward and says she thinks the way her son was killed was a waste, you know
right.
what? She's got skin in the game. She lost a kid. What skin in the game do you have?
I don't have any. But...
Okay, well, then you know what? There's your answer. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Traffic now with Ricardo Montagon.
See, we still have big backups on several of the highways heading to downtown, also heading across Aurora. That 225 problem still causing some northbound backup back to the curve. They're taking everybody off in Mississippi. Southbound is slow, just taking a look at it. Pretty slow from 6th Avenue heading on down. So you want to avoid 225 for a little while longer. And I-25 is backing up toward I-70 due to this accident approaching 20th. Looks like someone got rear-ended there, blocking that left lane with emergency vehicles and the accident. So just to add some minutes on that drive into the downtown area right now on that southbound stretch. Weather forecast, another hot one. Record high temps expected, a high of 99. Tonight's low 58 and a nice cool-off tomorrow. High of only 85 with a chance of rain. Right now it is 85 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Need plumbing and drain problems fixed fast? Why wait? Call Rescue Rooter at 303-731-1700 and have a qualified technician.
Attention shoppers, there's an orange Chevy HHR in the parking lot that is transforming into a 30-foot tall robot with a missile launcher and an MP3 player jack, and it's battling an evil robot helicopter. Will the owner of the HHR please attend to your vehicle? It's damaging the shopping carts. Thank you.
Play the Transformers Rise of the Chevy Autobots game now and help protect the world. Only at Chevy.com/Autobot. Transformers in theaters July 4th.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
The following is not a radio commercial. It's a gift from the people of Iceland to you and your heart. You see, Iceland Health is giving away a free bottle of omega-3 fish oil to everyone that requests one because they recognize the very real danger of high cholesterol, heart disease, and stroke. Millions of you have already discovered the powerful benefits of fish oil, but millions of you haven't. Iceland Health omega-3s offer more than just protection for your heart. They have powerful benefits for joints, memory, even your skin. And the omega-3s from Iceland Health offer twice the power of ordinary fish oil. Whether you've tried omega-3s before or this is your first time, call and request your free bottle of Iceland Health omega-3 soft gels. Call 1-800-479-8133. It's our gift to you. Find out how to get your free bottle of Iceland Health omega-3 fish oil by calling 1-800-479-8133. 1-800-479-8133.
Hate anti-spam. Or go online to barracuda.com.
Good morning, Helen.
Hello, Ellen.
Whoa, sounds like your twins are destroying your dwelling.
I know, you'd think I'd be yelling.
You must really be gelling.
Ellen, when you've got twin boys, you need to be gelling, gelling.
Are you gelling, gelling? Dr. Scholl's new and improved massaging gel insoles now have two kinds of gel for outrageous comfort guaranteed.
Gelling, gelling? That sounds compelling.
It's the only reason my eyes aren't welling.
Dr. Scholl's, are you gelling, gelling?
The talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
57 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I hope I answered Mark's questions. Was it Mark? Was it a conservative call? I would have gone on more with you, Mark, but I just didn't have time. High today, 99. Slight chance of thunder showers, about a 10% chance. By the way, speaking of Iraq, look at the article today in the Independent from Britain. 50,000 Iraqi refugees forced into prostitution, women and girls, many alarmingly young, who fled the chaos at home are being further betrayed after reaching safety in Syria. God, how disgusting is that? All right, now tomorrow we're going to look at Islam from a woman's perspective. We'll have that, plus we'll have more. We'll talk more about the bong hits for Jesus Supreme Court decision. Also, Supreme Court decision bars taxpayers from suing over White House faith-based programs. We'll talk about that. And we'll also get into the Summer of Love 40 years later. Was it a good or was it a bad thing? Stay out of the heat today. Thanks for being here this morning. Tom Hart is up next.
You are listening to your radio, and here I am talking, not yelling to you. No weird clothes or makeup artists trying to make me look good. A few pounds overweight, but no worries about how I look on camera. All I want to do is give you a heartfelt message from our company, Ralph Shawn Honda, BMW, and Mini. We're all proud of our company, and we care about all of you who've done business with us for so many years. We care that you always feel we're here to take the best care of you, and that you're comfortable telling someone, your parents, your neighbors, your friends, that you bought your car from Ralph Shump. We like that they think you made a wise decision because they know we have a great reputation, one that stands for civic responsibility, honesty, integrity, fairness, and a desire to work hard for our customers. We will always welcome you in our doors, and we will always try to do the right thing for you to deserve your continued loyalty. So as we celebrate 66 years in business, I, Lisa Shump, and everyone at Ralph Shump Honda, BMW, and Mini would like to say thank you for being our customers, the greatest people in our world.
While you're at your